Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. execute.
Come on.
Overall, Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo, downtown. 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th. In Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. Overall, Father Tony Petrosi and Mother Kiki Carson present the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrosi. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrosi on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the trill beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. I'm waiting for the rest of my co-hosts. I see my sister. I'm waiting for my brother. I'm waiting for everybody else to get up on this line so we can get this madness started. But without further ado, you already know.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got the right one. That right one in the club. Always the flyest. Always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke. She on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids. That girl is so wired. I know she's so tired. But ooh, she on fire.
Alexis.
Hello, Kelly.
What's going on, Miss Snow?
I'm just chilling, resting up.
I know, that's right. Yes. I know, that's right, honey. Where's Rodney and Marcus and everybody at? Are they still in Texas?
I believe everybody's still in Dallas.
Oh, everybody's still in Dallas. Rodney Marcus, the Mission Impossible, honey. Where are the girls at, Miss Thang, honey? I need the girls on the line, honey.
Yeah, I have a question for Marcus. I meant to ask it in the group. But I exit on she get online.
Yes, Marcus Rodney, where y'all at, honey? We're paging y'all, honey. We're trying to get through, Miss Thang. Because y'all girls, Miss Laura Spears, Miss Thang, girl, y'all girls are just too much, Miss Thang, with all these pictures of these girls, Miss Thang, that y'all was taking from the board in these chat rooms, Miss Thang. It's just a lot, honey. I was just gagging. Somebody hit me up and said out of 380 pictures, they only see one person besides the real cunt that look like cunt.
Honey, the few pictures I saw, I was like,
Baby, and where's Miss Tiffany and Miss Jade Rock? Honey, I need to speak to them because Miss Tiffany was fucking that chicken and french fries up, Miss Thang, in that motherfucking car. She had to get off camera so she could stop fucking it up. Marcus?
No, this
is Bishop. Hey, Bishop. What's going on, Bishop?
I'm doing good, boo.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing all right. What's up, Alexis?
What's up, Bishop?
I ain't going to make this a state emergency because it's on Wednesday. All shout outs going out to the people that was in Boston. Pray 100%. I'm not gonna mess up your show. But Tiffany, fuck that bitch.
Oh,
put me back on mute.
Oh. Why, hold on, wait, Bishop. Why would you come on here and do that?
Because the simple fact is that, honestly, I'd rather fuck you, Alexis, before I fuck Tiffany.
Oh,
and that's no bullshit.
Hold on, wait a minute. That sounds like a second choice. She's not no second choice. But, Bishop, don't do that. Don't disrespect Tiffany. Please, I'm asking you nicely.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop. We'll pitch you back on hold until Tiffany comes, and you know she'll be coming. Okay. And to you girls in this chat room, Miss Thang, I don't know what, in the official Ballroom Radio Station, Miss Thang, it's over 4,500 people in here, Miss Thang. This is not Jack, A for A, or any of that in this group, Miss Thang. All you girls with these scandalous pictures and talk about you're lonely and you're single and looking for love, Miss Thang, this is not the hookup spot.
Ooh, wait a minute. I've been missing a lot. Let me go ahead and find out.
Okay, Miss Thang, this is not the hookup spot. Y'all girls and y'all scandalous pictures, Miss Thang, so people can send y'all friends requests so you can flirt with them and all types of things, Miss Thang. Y'all girls need to stop y'all shit. Okay? And all you girls is out there, y'all doing APs and all of that stuff. Did y'all see that picture that I posted up, Miss Thang? The stores is not having it, honey, okay? Stop your shit.
Girl, that's some rude rinky-dink store, child.
Okay, bitch. I don't know. We're right.
Why her eyebrows so thick?
Miss Thang, honey, baby. And then everybody, they is posting, Miss Thang. It's just been a lot going on. But while we wait for Rodney and Marcus to crawl up out the hole that they're in, honey, but anybody that was in Dallas, y'all can definitely call in and give us a recap. J-Rock, Tiffany, all of y'all girls, y'all Tuesday night girls, y'all was at the ball. Y'all can give a recap. Y'all don't have to wait until tomorrow to give y'all thoughts and y'all opinions. But, honey, last night I heard...
Oh, my God, what is this?
I don't know. Honey, I heard last night at Vogue, the Kiki Vogue night in Brooklyn, that happy birthday, Courtney Garcon. I mean, excuse me, Courtney Balenciaga. Sorry, Courtney Balenciaga. Happy birthday, Courtney Balenciaga.
Happy birthday.
It's her birthday. And last night I heard that Courtney gave my daughter Erica Khan a 1-2 last night at Vogue night. So if anybody out there can, give me, more details of the story, the story that I heard, it has something to do with one of Courtney dance members the pretty kitties, and I think the child is like 17 years old. They said the child They said the child is like 17 years old, but he looks like he's going on 3 and a half. Yeah, that's what they said. They said the child is 17, but he looked like he's going on 3 and a half. That allegedly they said that the child had left home for a weekend, Miss Thing, and was laid up with Erica, and Erica was getting the child drunk and high, Miss Thing, and tried to get the child, on that cane. And the child mother was calling Courtney's phone and reading Courtney down and everything, honey. And they gave the very Miss Erica gave Courtney too much. And her statuses that she had up on Facebook this weekend about that big feet bitch and all of this stuff. She was talking about Miss Courtney, and Miss Courtney wasn't having it. And Miss Courtney smacked her last night at the club. Mm-hmm. So if anybody out there can give us the eat, feel free to definitely press one and call in here. And I don't know why these hoes is hitting me up in my inbox on Facebook, Miss Thing. You fucking hoes, leave me alone.
Ooh.
Baby, I'm this hoe. I got this fucking hoe in my inbox on Facebook, Miss Thing, and she giving me too much. I don't know if she listening to the show, but, you know, hoe, stop hitting me up, you hoe. Okay, bitch. Hold on, Miss Thing. Because I don't know what's going on. Let me unlock my iPhone, honey, and find out where the girls is at, Miss Thing. Because everybody seems like they don't want to give us a tea, Miss Thing. Bitch, I will pay, Miss Thing. I got company, Miss Thing. You already know. Bitch, okay. I will get up off this bitch immediately and go back in my room with my company. #pound, honey. Yeah, that's my new thing. My new thing is #pound. I'm letting the girls know, honey. I'm shaking the table.
Hashtag and pound was the same thing.
Yeah, well, I'm shaking the table, so the girls better get ready.
Ooh.
I'm going to show the girls how to shake the table.
Ooh.
Honey, yes, honey, mother's coming through the door. Okay.
What the fuck?
Hello, are you calling into the show? Oh, you say, oh, you at work. I thought you were still in Dallas. They said you were still in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rodney's going to be calling in a few minutes. He's still at work. Hold on. Where's Miss Marcus, honey? Okay. Rodney's going to be calling in a minute, girls. Give him a minute. He says he's still at work. He went home this morning, he said. Oh, I need to know the tea, because they didn't know Marcus wasn't even in Grand March. Is he really in the house or what?
Girl, somebody told me she doesn't be over off all of us,
I'm going to say she wasn't even in Grand March. They said that she don't know if she really in the house, honey.
It wasn't a house ball.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Oh, I thought it was the house of Escarabore. Honey, all the rest of those girls is here. When I tell you Miss Tiffany be paying it, 678-993, you're live on the air.
You said her name and she is here. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I didn't say your name first. Somebody else said your name first.
They call me Kelly, like, girl, they starting their shit, Tiffany. You know, I don't like to call, you know, really on Mondays. I know how you is about your Monday. You don't want the Tuesday night on
Monday.
No, Mondays,
I love
girl.
The baby. I love y'all to call in. I call in on Tuesday night.
I'm just messing with you, Kelly.
I didn't send for you, but I sent for you for the recap, but somebody else sent for you.
Oh, I heard a special ed retarded bitch, but he ain't even worth mentioning, honey. Anyway, so, okay, about the recap. Actually, I don't know about Friday's function. I didn't get to Dallas till Saturday. But I will say this. The ball was actually really nice. It was a nice, you know, size venue. When I first pulled up to the ball, it was in a parking lot. I mean, it was a lot of cars out there. And I was like, damn, the Escada's doing it like that? Because it was a parking lot full. Like, if you was in the, it looked like Central Station if you've been in Atlanta, the club parking lot. I'm like, damn, they got like this bus. But what it was is they had, like, two different clubs, you know what I'm saying, out there. So you had some teeny boppers and blah, 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 blah. Okay. It was a nice venue. It was big, you know, it was big size. What I will say is for the amount of space they had, I thought more people would have walked. But a lot of people actually did not walk the ball, you know, the categories. I mean, I think it was some categories that it was like counting down, 10, 9, you know, okay, category closed. Grand March was cute. I got there about, they said Grand March was supposed to start at 9. They was like, it's going to start on time. It did. And I got there at 11 o'clock. They still was doing Grand March or whatever the case might be. They hadn't even brought Sebastian out yet. They hadn't even brought Sydney out yet. So, you know, I don't think Grand March had been going on that long. Did you, wait a minute. Did you see that damn transfer they brought on Kelly?
Yeah, I seen it.
Oh, girl, I got all discombobulated. But okay, anyway. So they did the Grand March. That was cute. All of the, it was a house ball.
Is that the same one that Marcus posted, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Ooh, okay. So, all yes, honey. So all of them, I do believe it wasn't a house ball. What else can I tell you? They had some watered-down drinks, but it was good. I still got tipsy, honey. What else? The Ebonies was deep. They was in full force, honey. They came. They were snatching trophies. They was not playing. What else? I mean, what else can I say? You had, I mean, they gave away all their cash. They gave away all their cash. They did all their categories. And, I mean, it was really a good function. It was really nice.
I know. That's right.
I had a good time. I mean, I had a really good time. I don't know what else to say, honey. Only thing I can say that was...
Well, was it definitely
was
a Mission Impossible? Was it a Mission Impossible?
Well, it could... Let me say this. It could have... What? Only thing I will say, it could have gave more because the girls was in the building. It was people there. You know what I'm saying? And it just was like a lot of people did not walk category. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the amount of girls that was in the building, they could have really, like, turned it. And, you know, I guess that's why they was able to fulfill all the categories in that time because they had to be out of there, I think, at, like, 2 or 2:30. And like I said, they were still doing Grand March at 11, 11:30. You know what I'm saying? So for them to have all the people in there, if all those people would have walked like they should have and maybe would have been walking, then maybe they wouldn't have been able to finish. But he did finish everything. And they did give out all their money. One thing was funny, though, like Jack kept calling the judges out. He was saying, like, y'all supposed to be judges. Y'all keep looking to the left and see who's going to vote for who. And y'all taking all this time holding it up. Pick who you going to pick. I'm going to start calling y'all out. I'm going to start, you know, showing the spotlight on y'all because y'all ain't picking, you know. Oh, I thought that was just so funny. I keep honey. So it was like some kind of indecisions and judges were stopped and it wasn't like voting and they was kind of looking around like who gonna vote for who and blah, 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 blah. So that was the kiki. I thought that was so funny. And that was about it.
Yeah. And so I got to say congratulations to Ken007 for winning the $500. That's the only category I know.
What?
Ken
007 who? Because they
called,
you talking about the one who do Vogue performance?
Yeah,
Realist with a Twist.
Well, what happened?
They called him out as Father Blonick. So how is he 007?
Oh. Oh, he went back, Alexis?
Girl, I ain't got that memo shit.
Oh.
They sure okay. did.
Yeah, Mommy, I won the first... Yeah, he never said anything about that.
Well,
sometimes the girls call people out, girl, and they don't get the memo that they done left a house.
Camaro was in the building, so Camaro, can you please call in? Because when I was in Ohio, you gave the very that he was a 007 and he wasn't coming back. So Camaro, I need to know, honey. This is on tape and everything. So, Camaro, I need your insight on this. Sit down!
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Itch, okay? Yes, that's Tiffany, you did not have to be... Tiffany, you did not have to be fucking that chicken up like that.
Oh, girl, I thought it was going to be a sham and a scam what J-Rock was giving, but that chicken is on point, honey. Kelly, you been to Dallas, girl? You better get you some of that.
No, I wasn't in Dallas. I was. Let me give you the real. Let me give you the real, because I didn't want to give you the real beat. This is the real beat, okay? Everything went through for me and everything, but when I spoke to individuals on Friday night, they was giving the very girl, you should just stay home, money girl. It ain't even worth your time. So that's why I paid it.
No, I wish you would have came, Kelly. I was really upset, honey. I was really mad. I was angry that you wasn't there, girl. I thought we was going to cackle, we was going to key, you was going to come shake the building up.
But I'm definitely going to be in Dallas for Trey and Sanaya's ball.
Okay, oh, yeah. Oh,
I'll definitely be down there for that. Oh, hold on, we have a caller, 215-477. You're live on the air.
Tiffany, don't promote Rudy's no more, because I need to get some clarification on this fucking overall father position that I've been taken out of.
Oh, they took you out. They took you out the house. Kool Aid kicked you out. I seen it on the video.
Kool Aid kicked him out. He put him out.
Kool Aid kicked you out. She said. She said Don Don or somebody is overall father. She kicked you out.
I don't know.
But the shade
nobody
is Kelly. The shade is Don Don is so poor, girl. Like bulimic, anorexic tease, girl. What the fuck he know about some chicken, girl? You know,
well, baby,
only that hoes really know about the food.
When I tell you that chicken looked real seasoned and everything, honey. She looked really cute.
You're not gonna give too much to my little brother now. But
I love Don Don. He know. He called me fat bitches. I call him bulimic anorexic tease, girl. He only weigh about 90 pounds, girl.
But because I love it so much, yeah. It's what's up.
When I tell you, Miss Tiffany, you don't have to be motherfucking highlighted and motherfucking rouged and all of this in this motherfucking picture like that, Miss
Tank
girl.
Yes,
honey,
you was looking at
that camera when my brother was taking that picture. I think you was calling at me in this picture. You're smiling with your eyes and everything, Miss Tank, honey, okay?
Look, when Corey took the picture, I was like, let me see the picture before you put it out, honey. He showed it to me or whatever. He's talking about, he acted like he said something about the show. He was like, I only know my auntie show on Mondays. He was like, how you listen to that? I don't even call into that. How do you even listen to that? I was like, Corey, don't give me too much now, honey. Like, you just going too far, honey.
Well, I know that's right. So, J-Rack, how did you enjoy yourself?
I got there Friday night, got to the function, the mini ball, and, you know, the kids gagged on Friday night. That's probably why they were giving you that, because, you know, in Dallas, when they say shut the shit down, they shut it down, and this was the gagger. Yeah. Everybody got there, you know, it was supposed to start like at 11. Well, around by like 12, Danny came to me and said, call Felvin out to get the ball started around by like 12:30. And then, you know, they started the ball. It was having fun. You know, it was only like supposed to be, I think it was like 5 categories, all $100, and then a $50 Shake That Ass competition.
Oh, okay.
Did you win Shake That Ass?
We never got to it because there goes the gagger. You know, they gave the kids their life and everything, and then they started calling out the realness categories. And, you know, they started calling out, and they called out, you know, open to all realness, and, you know, Pride of Ebony came out, got our teams, you know, you know, everybody came out, and then all of a sudden, right when they was getting ready to, you know, get the Bush Queens, the DJ just stopped the music and said, "We like to thank everybody for their time for coming out. This club is now closed." I was like, "Bitch,
no, hold on, Kelly, let me give you the real deal. You need to get Rodney on the line, because the tea I got, honey, and this came from, you know, their mouth, honey. They said, honey, Rodney was putting up $50." For the realness category or whatever the case might be
that's different. There you go. Now,
Wait a minute, let me just tell Kelly.
You're getting the wrong information. I was there. This is what happened. Once they closed the club, because the club closed at 2, it's called Exclusive. Right around the corner is the Brick. The Brick stays open till 4 in Dallas.
Right,
so
the after hour. Okay, go ahead.
Listen, we went over to the after hours. And we was having fun and everything. Then all of a sudden, they started putting on the house music. They gave me the mic. Rodney said, bring out Open to All Butch Queen Realness, and I'm going to put $50 on it. That's where that came from. That was at the club.
And the kids stopped trying to fight, Kelly, over $50 motherfucking dollars.
Oh my
and
God!
And Rodney was like, "Wait a minute, this is my motherfucking money." Now, did he not say all of that? J-Rock, the kids were trying to fight over $50.
They wasn't fighting over $50. They were fighting because the thugs touched each other. You know, when thugs touch each other,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, fuck,
yeah.
Touch me.
Right.
I'm gagging. The kids was fighting for $50, Mr.
Kelly, the point is they was about to fight because one realness, he put his finger all in another nigga face. Like, you doing all that for $50, Kelly?
Girl, it was full, though.
Miss Saint, that's ridiculous. Over $50?
That's what I think it was.
I don't think it was over $50. I think because he touched him, and I don't know. All I know is... We still had fun. They didn't get a chance to carry because, you know, I got on the mic and told them, it's your choice to fight. Go right ahead. But you will not get out till Thursday. Now go ahead. And nobody fought.
Somebody just inboxed me, and they said, can one of y'all, well, I don't know if she's from Dallas. I don't know if the person is from Dallas or not, so I don't know. I know y'all, well, I mean, y'all not from Dallas, so I don't know if y'all know this person.
I'm from Dallas.
Oh, well, you're from Dallas. They want to know who is the big black gorilla with the jean vest on in one of the pictures.
Oh, my God.
In a jean jacket.
She got like they inboxed me the picture. She got on a light blue jean vest. She got on a black pompadour with the belt around it, the black fake Michael Kors bag, and she's next to somebody with on.
Oh, you're going to have to send that to my inbox.
Kelly, how do you know her bag's fake, though?
Because I know Michael Kors.
Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors? That kind of thing?
No, I know Mike. Hold on, J-Rock. I'm got the picture. I'm looking for your name right now so I can send it to you. Yeah, I know Michael Kors. So hold on. I'm about to inbox you the picture right now, J-Rock. Hold on, baby, because...
This
the girls is going ham.
Nobody that I know, because I'm
hold on. I'm sending you the picture. Hold on. It's loading up. Hey, the picture's in your inbox right now, J-Rock.
Oh. Hold on. Please don't make me. Oh, my God. Wait. Hold on. Wait. I'm going to just leave that one alone.
It's not us reading. Miss Thing. Somebody inboxed me, and they want to know who's the gorilla.
Listen, this girl is not on the ballroom scene. She's just in the ball. And that's what I'm saying. Nobody would ever know her.
Okay, because the girls wanted to know, Miss Thing. You know, they send me over. They send it over. They send in these pictures over, and they want to know who these girls are, Miss Thing.
And the reason why I'm not going to say too much about it is because this is an ignorant girl, and I don't want to have to, you know.
What you're saying is she give Vaughn a tease.
No, I'm telling you that she gives, I'm going to need Tiffany's Bear Mace tease. That's what I'm giving you. I'm not a fake bitch. I'm not going to sit up and tell you I'm supposed to wrestle with that one.
You're the Navy?
Bitch.
The Navy trained you to go pound for pound. That's too much.
Baby, what you call it, baby? When I tell you, baby, and Miss Thang's feet that's hanging over those shoes, Miss Thang, baby...
Right.
And baby, they said, and somebody just hit me up, and they said, crack is back for 2013 because Kool-Aid was selling a whole lot of it.
Oh, that's that was in the white pants and the black shirt.
Yes,
that was him, sis. Yes.
They said my sister is selling crack all up and through Dallas, honey. Okay.
Somebody just
hit my inbox and they gave the very she was selling it but ain't nobody buying it.
Kelly, let me finish my recap right quick.
Saturday I got
gagged, you know, by my brothers and sisters, whatever, because I was trying to do a lot of stuff because, you know, it was also our Ebony weekend. We had fun and everything, and I thank my family for coming down. We had a lot of fun. I was introduced to Ebony Punch. I think I did it wrong and fucked everybody up. That's my dad. It was over $400 worth of liquor there, and we made them drink all of it. Saturday when I did get to the ball, I think the highlight of the ball for me was, you know, Chloe Ebony. They had this dress, and they were supposed to bring it like they were at a masquerade. Although she was the only one that walked, that dress was over in her effect. She really got into her effect. She had it made. She had the big gown with the can-cans and the, you know, the Victorian hair and the jewels and everything. And I really liked it because it reminded me of old school ballroom when they really get into a category. I really like that. I like that everything finished, everything, everybody got their money. And after the fact, when everybody was leaving, it was like family. It was like everybody was outside really actually, like, chilling, like, cooling it. And, you know, doing their little interviews or whatever, that was fun. Then Sunday night was Stewart's birthday party. We had fun there, and then the overall father, Larry Ebony, started going around collecting money for a bowl competition. And just so happened, when I tell you they raised $300 and said, anybody want to get it, it was about, I'd say, about 10 to 11, you know, kids that came out, and we were just voguing against, well, they all were voguing against each other. That was so fun because there was no shade involved or anything. That was, like, so fun. And we all just got, well, I didn't get drunk. I made sure everybody else got drunk. Everybody got completely plastered. You know, played Facebook and stuff, spades game, ate their wings, stopping their Jason's Deli and all that shit. And we had a really good time. So I'm thanking everybody for coming out and everything, you know, grace in the city, no violence, you know, showing their talents. And I can't wait for Trey and Sonya Ball.
J-Rock, I just got another message that came through my inbox. You have the picture. They said, who is Bonnie with the blonde wig on?
Oof.
Who is my wig?
Did she walk performance?
Is it like a Sandy Brown?
No, shut up. I got this. I fucking got this. That is my sister. That is Trinity Ebony. She walks drag performance, and she is a very big girl that knows how to turn about 15 flips into a dip. And yes, she did win. And she made it down to with the Butch. She made it after with, you know, the little small Butch Queens and all that stuff, and she got the money.
Oh, I know that's right. Hold on.
Let me do say this, because I do know Trinity, too, personally. Trinity can vote for a big girl. You cannot take that from her. You got to give her a pop on that. But it did come down, you know, most of the categories, Kelly, was like, unless like the grand prize was like the $1,000 runway, most of the categories was you got $50, and then you had to come back and battle for the $450, you know, to make it $500. So, you know, you had the femme queen doing performance, Butch Queen, all of that. So it came down at the end where she would have had to battle Lawrence. And so they were supposed to battle, you know what I'm saying, to see who was going to get the $450. Lawrence won his category. She won her category. Then they supposed to have battle for the $450. So she had came out. She did a split. Jack was saying, come on, applesauce or whatever, calling her applesauce. Like, come on, let's get this money, whatever. Saying, like, girl, they was both trying to pay it. Like, they didn't want to battle. So Jack was like, girl, you know how many wigs you can, how many new lace fronts you can get, girls? I'm $450 or whatever. So she came out there. She did her split. She bust out in a split, touched her toes, all that. I said, work, Trinity. She told Lawrence, come on, sister, like, come on, let's get this money. But Lawrence had paid it. Lawrence said, honey, you know, he an old girl now, honey. He said he was tired. He had time. So they went ahead and gave her the money.
I know that's right. I got another picture for you, J-Rex, that they just sent to me, but we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I want to get the tea on. Are y'all going to spill the tea about Divine Chanel and her whereabouts?
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought y'all didn't spill the tea yet about Miss Divine Chanel getting locked up for crafting again. Or did y'all talk about that yet?
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that. I didn't know anything about that.
Maybe I haven't talked to her at 1 o'clock today. So when did that happen?
Hello?
Hello?
Chanel representatives.
Tiffany just told y'all she talked to her.
I talked to Divine today at
1 o'clock today. So when did this happen? Did this happen later on this afternoon?
I don't know. Well, maybe they'll call back in. J-Rock, did you get the picture? They want to know who is the little Kim knockoff.
Little him?
That's what they said, bitch. I'm only reading the captions that they sent me.
Once again, these are drag queens that was in Dallas that be on the strip that's not in ballroom. They just heard it was a ball and they came out.
Oh.
Nobody would know them. It's like, why say that if, you know, nobody knows them? They hardly even come out to the club.
Oh. Well.
And then I think I think Ken won, too. Did he battle anybody? I think because Berlin came out.
What happened with him was they had legendary realness. Remember, they had the legendary performance.
Right. You try to cut me off. What I'm trying to say is the only other person that came out to walk against him, I thought, was Berlin. And didn't they chop Berlin because somebody, he didn't have no prop? Or the jewels?
They chopped Berlin? Oh, shit.
Well, once again, we'd like to thank you for the $500. We really appreciate it.
That bitch tell me all about her children, girl.
Berlin is now back to being Ebony.
Yes, she is.
I know that's right, Berlin. Hold on, we're getting our brother on the phone. He got some free
camp. She broke camp from the Allure camp right after the Chicago Awards Ball.
Hold on, y'all. Okay, hold on.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up. Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
up.
Get
drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, Kel? What's going on?
Nothing, sitting here with Alexis, J-Rock, and Tiffany.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Rodney.
I should have called everybody names so people won't think I admitted nobody. So where we at now with the recap and everything? What's going on?
Hold on, wait. Tiffany, that's you?
Where?
In this picture with this red hair.
Yeah, my hair is with a touch of red, you mean? A touch of red on the side?
Yes, I did not know that was you in this picture.
Yes.
You know, she
looked like she can actually walk face.
Okay,
well, but Kelly, check this out. She went to Rudy's like that. I'm like, girl, we just going to get some chicken.
Oh, I'm a guy. Oh, well, Rodney, J-Rock gave his recap. Tiffany gave hers. So what's yours?
Okay, well, I'll just give the whole Dallas thing as a whole. I got there on Friday afternoon. Got to my hotel, relaxed for a little while. Met up with, Friday. Met up with James. We talked and stuff like that for a little while. And then later on that evening, we went to the mini ball. Mini ball was fun for the little time that we were in there because they did tell everybody, you know, they got to be over at 2 o'clock. The club closes at 2 o'clock. But, you know, everybody still want to be, you know, the fabulous thing that come in the club very 12:30, 1 o'clock. So you know how everybody do. And during the category, the DJ stopped the music. The club promoter said, thank you for coming out. You guys have a good night. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Hello? Bitch. Yes.
All right. So on Saturday, after that, we went to, that was the Brick, right, J-Rock?
Yeah, the Brick.
Hold on. Let me see. Wait, because the girls is giving much. Wait, go ahead, Roddy, finish. I got to get Divine on the line.
Oh,
honey.
Okay, hold on. I'm at work, so the phone keep ringing. I got to keep putting y'all on.
Okay. Javon has just hit the inbox and gave the very, give her a ring, honey. Hold on. Sit, wait. I got this new phone.
I knew that couldn't be true because I just talked to her. I mean, I know it could have happened later on, but I just talked to her today.
Well, we're about to get her on the line right now. So for you private callers that was out here, honey, that called in, honey, get ready to call back in, honey, because mother's about to come through the building, honey. Mother's coming through right now, honey. So private callers, I know you're out there listening, so get back up on the line, honey. Yes, honey.
Hello.
Everybody that's on the radio show and everybody that's my girlfriend and you have my number, please text me your name and your number so I can store your number in my new phone, honey.
I need you to come to the city, girl.
I had things to do. Go ahead, Rodney. Go ahead, finish until we get Divine on.
All right. On Saturday, I moved to the host hotel to be a little bit closer because on Friday my hotel was a little further out because originally I was supposed to get there till Saturday. But Saturday, met up with James again, and of course we went to the mall. James, you know, went out shopping like he always does. And we went to eat. We went to this restaurant that was next door to the, because I can't leave this out. We went to the restaurant that's exactly next door to the host hotel. It was called the Original Diner. Now, we got in there. That was the worst tasting food I ever tasted at a diner ever in life. Everything was dry. Even the water and the Coke was horrible. I mean, everything was just real bad. The service was bad. The food was bad. But, you know, of course, I still left for a nice tip. But then when we were leaving out, this is how ironic it was. We were leaving out the restaurant, and we drove a block. We saw a billboard that said the number one rated diner in Dallas. Now, Jane said, you know what? Somebody need to blow that motherfucker sign up because that shit is horrible.
Oh, shit. Hold on, Ron. Hold on, y'all.
What's up? How are you?
Oh,
what's up, Divine?
I said you was locked up for crashing and was it back in jail?
No, girl. I tried to call it last week. The lines were so full and I had texted Jasmine, but she didn't hear that back to me. So I was like, oh, my. So I wanted to hear
her.
She said to hit you. I was like, oh, yeah. Duh.
Yes, honey. Okay. Yes, Divine is here for that private caller. Call back in if you want a piece of mother. Go ahead, Rodney.
All right, so after that, we came in, just relaxed for the evening until it was time to get ready for the ball. We got to the ball. The parking lot was so packed. I was like, something's going on or, you know, the people are really, really, really building. It was like a cowboy set going on. It was a little kiddie straight set going on, plus the ball. So it was a whole lot of extras going on at the Fiesta Event Center. But we went in, the building was spacious. The setup was nice. The trophies were nice. The drinks were flowing. So, you know, as I am, we was all in there. And everybody was, you know, enough people to start an LSA, enough people to get the ball started. So I went to Danny and was like, so what's going on? Let's go ahead and get this ball started so you can finish and we can have all the categories and everything like that. He was like, that's good. That's a good idea. So I grabbed the mic from Vaughn and I gave one of your little numbers, Kelly. I was like, you know, text your girlfriends, call the motherfuckers, tell everybody to come to the ball because we're starting now. Then I called Jack and Seven up to the mic and told the scouts to go get dressed and then we commenced the ball and, you know, everything went smoothly, no arguments, no fights, no anything. So that was a good thing, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to raise the talent. We stopped the violence for the night. Now we still got to raise a little bit of that talent. But, you know, it was okay for what it was. You know, from the last few times I went to Texas, the people are definitely improving and they're bringing it, you know, better and better each time that I see some of the people that I've seen before. And big shout out to the Ebonies. They were definitely in full force in the building. Shout out to J-Rock for being the ambassador of Texas. I'm going to say Texas because he lives in Houston, but he reps all the areas, and he always with a positive note, you know, trying to invite people to come to the city. And big shout out to Trey, the ambassador of Dallas. And I'd like to thank the House of Ebony.
Rodney, sorry. Hold on, y'all. I know my inbox be going off. My inbox just popped up. Somebody just hit me up and said, did somebody turn the lights on in their house because the Ebonies came out like roaches?
Okay.
And they won $1,000, Kelly. You know, they was giving away $1,000 to the house with the most people who took the HIV test, got tested.
And we surely did. And we got our results.
Because there was so fucking many of them. It was so
work, Ebonies. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was going to definitely get to that, too. And, you know, thank the House of Ebony. Every time they have, like, a little social event or something, I always get my little VIP invite. So I definitely give a big shout-out to the Ebonies. I think that was you guys maybe, like, first type social out there for everybody, J-Rock. So y'all need a little bit of work on that, on the hosting part. But big shout-out to the North Carolina Ebonies, as always. They definitely came through. You know, my brother, the overall East Coast father of the House of Cocktail, he definitely was in the building, definitely still doing what he do, no matter where he is. Chicken Ebony, always doing his thing. And happy birthday again to Stewart. It was ever a nice set up in there. I had Stewart, Larry, Bernie, Tony, the Garcons, the Scottas, Prodigies. Everybody was just in there having a good time, playing spades, voguing. You know, it was a real nice set. So overall, the weekend was definitely an A.
I want to say happy birthday, Mr. Stewart. Happy birthday, Stewart Ebony. Happy birthday, Stewart Ebony. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah, Kel, I forgot. On Sunday, after the balls and all that stuff was over, on Sunday, we went to this soul food restaurant, soul food buffet for brunch. Tiffany, it was Tiffany Fred, me, James.
Went to the soul food brunch. Rodney, before you get to the soul food buffet on Sunday, Rodney, somebody hit me up and they said, ask Rodney about the $50 for Thug Realness, about the $50 for Thug Realness. And then somebody else hit me up and said, ask Rodney, you're not going to talk about the ball started 2 hours late.
Oh my God. Well, that's why the reason I got on the mic, because the ball was starting late. So that's why I went on ahead and got on the mic. I didn't want to go deep into it. But we still had all the categories. They gave out all the money. They had all the categories. So I was just happy about that. But I did, you know what I'm saying? It did run a little late, started a little late, but they were able to finish all the categories and give out all the money. So that was a blessing. I was just running on the little negative part. But as far as the $50, at the first mini ball, we couldn't get through the categories. So we got to the club at Brick, and we, you know, was having a good time. Everybody was just chilling and stuff. And the music was just, you know, they start playing, you know, ballroom music and stuff like that. So J-Rock did his little thing, you know, got on the mic and stuff. And so then we was like, well, let's open up Realness, because that's where the category stopped at the other mini ball. So we opened up Bush Queen Realness for Pretty Boy Thugs and Schoolboys for $50 at the mini ball. And it was going well. The Pretty Boys went, they battled, whatever. And then the Thugs came up. And it was a little incident, so Dexter got on the mic because one of the members was his house member, and he was like, Rodney, close the category, fuck it. They can't enjoy themselves. We're not going to do this tonight. We can't have a good time. Fuck that. Category closed. So we commenced to dancing and drinking and went home.
Was Rodney?
Yes.
Where was overall Father Marcus Escada? Why wasn't he at the ball?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. We talk via Facebook, but I think he had pulled the divine. I was like, are you in Texas? I didn't know.
somebody, and then the person that asked that about the ball being 2 hours late, they said, yeah, the ball, yeah, after they rushed the fucking categories, and J-Rock commentating is late. Keep the bitch off the mic.
But J-Rock was commenting at the mini ball, which, you know, you always get your practice, and everybody starts, you know, somewhere, and, you know, you get better and better at each time that you work. You know, it's like a job.
No, okay. Hold on, we got a caller, 862-588. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Hey, thank you for just listening, baby. I want to know where the overall Father Marcus at. He must be went to the casino. Honey, that's why he ain't on, honey. Yes, my girlfriend just hit me up, honey. And I want to tell everybody. I want to tell everybody to definitely. Oh, so did Rodney give out the pretty boy cash? I don't know what that's about.
No, it was pretty boy versus studs. So they closed the category, but it wasn't the problem of giving out the money. But they just said close the category, let's move on, since it wasn't a battle.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
They were trying to fight, Rodney. Was they not? Was they trying to get into a fight and stuff?
Yeah.
Paula, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't know why y'all bitches always got to make the show about Marcus. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
Put the look how Devine said, bitch, put the lotion on the skin.
Like, y'all bitch, the life of a celebrity, bitch. Y'all just, bitch. Okay. Well, first off, congratulations.
I was not going to mention your name, I promise. Go ahead.
The girls brought me out, bitch. My child. Okay, but congratulations to Father Danny. I'm sorry, Alexis. I am not the overall father of the House of Escada. Father Neiman Marcus Escada is the father of the House of Escada. I don't care what you reported. We've talked about you being a journalist and doing fact-finding and double-checking and triple-checking your sources.
I said I heard that Marcus was talking about his overall
I want you to be Barbara Walters tonight, okay? Well, we're gonna get back. But due to how do I say this? I wasn't able to be in attendance.
Due to circumstances of Marcus' control, he could not attend the ball on Saturday.
No. Hold on. It could have been in my control, Kelly. I could have pulled one of your numbers, honey. Let me be clear. It wasn't that. Let's be clear. I wasn't there, but the people who were there, you know, the house brought a presence. Congratulations to Danny. You know, I was there definitely in spirit. Definitely all of the remarks have been great. To whoever had the nerve to send a message over something about the ball start 2 hours late, you got some motherfucking nerve. You can't name one ball that has started on time besides one that I've thrown that has started on time and still gave away all the money and finished all the categories. So let's not go there. But, you know, congratulations to Texas again on another successful ball and, you know, all of that. Now, what else did I didn't really want to have to come on because I'm actually recovering, but what else do y'all need me to discuss?
Okay, well, that's it, girl. Thank you for calling.
I'll stay on the line until Danny comes on. Danny, please call in.
Marcus, my inbox just went off. That person said, bitch, Marcus, please, whatever.
They still couldn't negate what I said. They still couldn't.
Okay,
you know,
girl, can we put her back on hold? Cause girl,
no, we can't. We're not gonna put me back on hold. This is not your show.
It was
you would not do that to me. You called me out, and so I'm here. New York City mother Alexis Chanel, our godmother Alexis Chanel.
First of all, like you just told me, girl, I want you to research your facts to say wrong.
Grandmother, then, whatever you are.
We'll see y'all girls June 29th.
But what else? Congratulations to Giovanni Khan on winning $1,000 for Runway. Congratulations to Ken. I'm just going to say Ken, a legendary performer.
Oh, and wait, hold on, Marcus. They just sent another message. They said, I'm going to throw a chair at that bitch.
You can throw a chair at me. Tell them. They can throw a chair at me. I'll take that. I'll be in D.C. I'll be in Buffalo, New York. Buffalo. Well, yeah. And, you know, just throw a chair. Go ahead. That didn't really work out in too many other girls' favors, but go ahead. Do it.
Go ahead. Finish the list of the winners.
Rodney?
Marcus, there's a question on the floor, honey.
What's the question?
I
can't hear.
It's in the underground.
I'll go to the underground. I'll actually post something on the underground.
Marcus, somebody said, please put Marcus on mute. He sounds like Steve Urkel, and it's working my nerve.
I heard you was over the Scottish because you didn't want them to have a grand march, but they paid you. What are you? No, that's not correct. This was a chapter event. Scottish are always welcome, and they came from all across the country, and they supported the ball. Why can't y'all have y'all? When stuff go good, and bitches gotta find something to complain about. Y'all got the money. Y'all won just about damn near everything. Congratulations.
Well,
see y'all next year.
That's Ebony team.
Well, I didn't want to say whoever. You know, everybody got their money. Everybody came out. Congratulations. Let's focus on something else. I'm pretty sure it was a scandal. Didn't somebody get arrested in front of the ball? Y'all want to talk about scandal?
Oh, well, yeah. Who got arrested in front of the ball? And to the icon, Laura Spears, please tell me who got locked up trying to get to Dallas, because I see you have made a post about that, honey. You were supposed to tell us on Monday. Who got locked trying to get to Dallas? I need to know that, Laura. And Marcus, who got locked outside the mall?
Well, I don't know. I just saw it on the recap.
Oh. Well, bitch, the girl got locked in Dallas. I hope they got out, and I feel sorry, and I want to send my condolences out. I know it was a lot of straight people listen to our show. I want to send my condolences out for the 8-year-old girl and the other lady that got killed today in Boston at the marathon with those three deadly explosions.
Kelly, that's the people you're going to shout out? You're not going to shout out to all the working people in Boston?
Well, I'm shouting out all of them. I'm shouting out all of them. Everybody gets a shout out, but my condolences go to those two people that got killed in the explosions. And shout outs to all the EMS workers, the firemen, and everybody that was there, and definitely, you know, making sure everybody got to the hospital and everything, because it was crazy. I get it. And the way that runner, when that explosion went down, the way that runner fell and went down, looked like he broke his leg. Hold on, we got an Ebony representative on the phone. Dexter, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I knew it was him.
Marcus, with all that motherfucking, with all that, what you call it? I'm trying to get the word out real fast. With all that sponsoring and shit that you was fucking doing, okay?
Ooh.
That's why everybody was saying why you wasn't at the fucking ball. And as far as the underground, and it's, hold up, let me speak. And as far as the underground, you could have dealt with that in the underground. You know you're not supposed to discuss shit out of the underground.
Alexis,
delete him out.
Something secretive. But, I mean, essentially, we're not going to give them a show on here. You addressed it. I will post it underground so y'all will know what's going on. But that's not everybody's business. But Alexis brought it up. I addressed it. I didn't think it was anything that shouldn't have been read. If you felt that way, sorry, I apologize, but I never said Ebony. Alexis said Ebony. It's not. We appreciate how the Ebony supported us, and we will once again support the House of Ebony when they have a large venture, because I heard y'all came out in record numbers, and we appreciate it.
That was so politically correct.
It's true, though. I mean, that's when people support you in large numbers like that, you kind of, like, have to, in return, come and support them in the same way. You know what I'm saying? That's how I mean, that's just how, I just thought that's how it went. They came to Texas and they really showed out. And really brought, you know, it just wasn't Texas people because, you know, it's already a lot of Ebony's in Texas anyway, but they came from all over the country. That means a lot because Texas is not an easy place to get to.
Hold on, y'all, because Dexter call had fell. Dexter, you're back.
Oh. I didn't hear what happened.
Michael was just thanking your house for coming and supporting the Scottish.
I want to know how this turned into about me.
Because you wasn't there, Kelly, did y'all find the leak in your house yet? The first rumor, Marcus, hold on, Dexter, Marcus, your good girlfriend
said you use a late ass scary bitch.
I'm a late ass scary bitch.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay. But back to the point, Kelly. Have y'all found a leak in the building yet?
I sure did. 162 of them, honey, and they're all gone, Marcus. And that's why y'all have no tea.
Hold on, you say y'all, whoever, you want to report all the tea, report the business, tell everybody what happened this weekend.
Baby, ain't nothing happened. We don't talk about the grounds or the forefront.
Hold on, we don't talk about the ground. We talk about what happened.
We're talking, we're going back to Dexter. Dexter, what was you saying?
I can't mention about that because that's in the ground. But, you know, Marcus, they were saying that you was locked, all this type of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And out of concern, because me and you was cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an enemy of yours.
No, I'm not. I actually like you.
So, you know what I'm saying? I was concerned.
Hold on, let me, I'm not locked. Let me knock on wood. I have not been locked recently. Let me knock on wood, and I don't plan on getting a lock. Let me knock on wood. I will address it in the underground. I mean, it's probably going to leak out anyway, but, you know, it really was personal reason.
Okay.
That I really don't think the show should have to know about. You know, I haven't even spoken to Rodney yet, have I, Rodney?
Nope, you have not.
They were saying you was in Dallas or whatever.
I was in the area.
Somebody just hit me up, and they said that Marcus did not have any more points to book a hotel through the casino. I locked the hotel, and that's why she did not. Grandma.
Wow.
Oh, hold on, what happened?
Miss Marcus wasn't a casino around. She didn't have enough points to book through the casino, and she got locked in the hotel. That's why she wasn't at the mall. Your good girlfriend, Marcus, said, "Child, who fucking cares what happened to her?"
Okay, well, we'll go here. As long as I have friends that work at Candlewood Suite, I will always have somewhere to stay when I go out of town for $39, $49, or $59. And I thank my friends for being there. And the other point is, if Rodney got somewhere to stay, I always have somewhere to stay.
Okay,
and
hold on.
I really deal with the snoring.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
You're not going to try it tonight.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Rodney? Kelly, Mark.
What's going on, Danny?
Tiffany. Nothing much.
Thank God, I can hang up now.
Hey, you stay right there, fella, because we're not going to abuse Danny, but you're going to take the heat.
I'm not
going to
abuse Danny.
Huh? Hello, private caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to really thank everybody for coming out supporting Rodney, James Conn, Tippers, who else? See, I didn't really want to start naming names. So I know I forget somebody. But also Stuart, Larry, Ebony. The Ebonys really did come out and storm and really support this ball in mass numbers. We had almost 600 people in the building. Yeah, we started. See, you damn if you do, you damn if you don't. I started the ball late, trying to wait for the people to get in the building. That was the issue. Money for the category is already in an envelope to be handed out. So had I started the categories and went through them, people would have been pissed because their category was called. So you damn if you do, damn if you don't. We finished 30 minutes after the time that the ball was supposed to be over. Luckily, the owner was there, and she told me during the process of the ball that, you know, she's willing to work with me for us the time and all of that. She'll, you know, they can, as long as I needed it or whatever. So they worked with me as far as that is concerned. So we didn't have any issues. And we got through all the categories. I mean, all the cash was definitely given out. Definitely want to get shout out to the House of Ebony for the testing event, placing first place, House of Scott placed second. I believe over total, I don't have the exact figure yet, but I know at least 300 people tested, so that's a positive thing. Everyone knowing their status. What else? That's all I can really think.
And Danny, 300 people getting tested in one weekend is a lot. I mean, haven't even worked with like the D up and all of that. Those are numbers that have never been reached. So congratulations on that. That's definitely all the people who work in prevention and care would say 300 people in a weekend is a great number. So shout out to that agency and you guys working on that partnership.
Right. I also tried to make things very convenient for people coming in from out of town. Friday night, there was a shuttle bus operating at 4 o'clock to shuttle people wherever they wanted to go. Shuttle them to the mini golf as well as the club and pick them up and take them back to the hotel. Saturday, there was a party bus to and from the ball. So that's about it.
Yes, honey.
Wait, can I ask Father something, Danny?
This is Tiffany.
I had a great time. I think it was really fab. I said that already. I do want to ask a question, though, as far as the testing was concerned, because I did. I went up there and I took my test. Who was the person that printed out the ballot for, like, you know, you had all the names on there, like, who did you want to give your vote to once you tested? Who was responsible for that, printing that out?
The organization was.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't on you. Okay, because I was a little pissed I noticed.
Wait, Tiffany, what are you trying to say? Tiffany, what are you trying to say?
No, what I'm trying to shut up, what I'm trying to say is, no, not that they cheated, but what I was pissed about is they had all the house names on there, and all the house names were spelled correct. But then when it came to Chanel, they had it spelled C-H-A-N-N-E-L, channel. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Oh, okay, well, that's
just
what
that was just a typo. Yeah, that was just a typo. It was
I thought that was
what it was. No, it was definitely no shade at all.
Okay. Mm.
Did you drink any of that punch Monday night?
Oh, my God. I was so fucked up. But I didn't really drink Friday or Saturday, so I was playing catch-up last night. Yeah, that punch was no joke.
Yeah, you were definitely full on Sunday.
Oh,
I had made that. I made that last batch of punch. I was trying to get y'all full.
No, your batch was weak. Your batch was weak, J Rob. Chicken batch was weak.
That last batch was me and Bernie.
Every time he tried to get that pussy, he was trying to get it. She growled at
him. Well, thank you, Danny, for coming out and supporting us just like we support you, like we always do in Dallas. Scottos and Ebony's a family.
Yeah, absolutely. Regardless of the last name, you guys, we are all like family, though. That's really what Texas gives anyway.
It is a lot of hospitality in Texas. I will say that. Because that was my first time in Dallas, and I really did have a good time, though. I really did enjoy myself.
What is Scott a boy?
Oh, yeah, and give that as Scott of my number.
They say, y'all go to church for that child? They say, y'all want a piece of that child?
I don't know why he said he wants the fish, honey. I'm about to play the fish for the day, honey. He got it. Don't worry about it, honey. I'm about to go back to the fish roll.
Right.
I think Danny tried to trick us with that Escada trans ran, honey. I just told him that. I don't believe it.
I don't play those type of games.
Baby, get your life, honey. Get out there, honey. I got to sit here and watch.
Kelly don't want to see press because everybody already done said, like, oh, Kelly would go up for you. So now she don't want to see press, but secretly she is living.
If anybody knows anything about Kelly, baby, in all my years, baby, they have never seen me with a trans man. I don't do trans men.
Well, I do.
Well, get out there, Alexis. Marcus can give you the number, Alexis.
That wasn't me. That was not me, bitch.
Oh, that wasn't you?
No.
That was me, Rob.
That was a read. Alexis, did you catch it?
What?
She knew that was you. Kelly's.
So I'm not thinking about him.
Can we finish?
Can we move on to the leak in the disco building?
Okay, before we move on to our next topic, honey, I want to tell everybody definitely to come out next week, Monday, to Vogue Night after 12 o'clock. It will be the icon, the sinister, tonight. It will be her birthday, honey.
Huh? Is she coming? Because, bitch, she had me in there last year, girl, and she did not show up. Y'all call her. Yeah.
Definitely, she will definitely be in the building, honey, and it's definitely going to be fun and total chaos next week, Monday at Vogue Night. So all you girls is out there, come through for Naya, honey, okay?
Kelly,
call me when you get there. This won't trick me again.
Kelly, did Uncle Dexter hang up?
No, Dexter is still on the phone.
No, I'm here.
You made it all safely up?
Yeah.
Jackson, I'm so proud of you.
Why you say that?
Because you finally flew.
I was scared to death.
When you said you was flying, I said, Lord, I ain't going to even say that until he get mad.
I was scared to death.
Oh, so Jackson, I didn't know you was flying that crew, too.
Yeah.
You, James, both James. You, James Conn, and James Icon. He got on there. He wanted to hold BJ's hand and everything on the flight. He was scared. Yeah, I'm shouting James out. Big shout out to James for overcoming your fears and flying again. That was good.
Big shout out to Marcus. Big shout out to the 161 girls that got put out the group this weekend. She wanted to shake the table, Marcus. And
what
I told you, Marcus.
Kelly, what group?
I told you, Marcus, don't worry about the group, Marcus. I told you, keep it cute, Marcus. I have a lot of photos of Escadas, Marcus, and I would hate to have to shake your table.
Shake the table? Kelly, you don't have to put this on me. I'm sorry.
You don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
Baby, you have no pictures of me because I don't take pictures of such.
Okay.
We have to worry about those issues.
Wait a
minute. Kelly, let's address the 167 people. Now, 160. Y'all supposedly had 167 leaks, Kelly. Do you think that's fair to dismiss everyone?
I thought it was 59, girl. When did it get to 160?
I don't know. That's my question.
When I had got to see that Kelly had made the poster, I had met the poster in the group because I fell asleep. And then that's when you got up the next morning and you had hit me on, Kelly, let's shut the group down, girl.
I didn't shut the group down. I shut your person down.
No, hold on, Kelly. We don't know anything about that. You can't say that.
Hold on, let me shake the table. Let me shake this.
Kelly.
Shake the table, okay? Fat Cat started out wrong by lying and saying that Amiza left a phone in the lobby of the hotel, and that's how he had access to the room. At that time, when Fat Cat picked the post up, the only Mizas that was down there was Jack and Kool-Aid. Neither one of them leaves their phone around at any given time. We don't have members in Dallas, so that was a lie, so that's how I knew she was lying.
Girl, let me get my sauce and
so you should know who did it.
Girl.
Just think about it.
It don't matter, Rodney.
No,
it don't matter, Dexter. They're
Kelly,
gone.
Hold on, Kelly. You're thinking that somebody. Well, I really don't know, but you're thinking that someone left a phone around or something? Or do you think
someone
that's
what Fat Cat said. That's what Fat Cat said.
Well, which one do you think it is?
Work,
oh, baby, I know what I know exactly what it is.
Harry,
and what it was.
That you stayed up to 9 o'clock in the morning one morning, kicking people out of the group. Did you still?
No, actually, I kicked everybody out the old group, and I started a new group, bitch. And then after the post came out, and y'all got the post, I kicked everybody out the motherfucking room that seen the motherfucking post. And if y'all get another motherfucking post and say everybody else that sees the post will get kicked out the motherfucking room.
Well, girl, well, why is y'all kicking people out the group?
Well, that's how I direct my shit.
Alexis, that is wrong. If you post something in your house group, and it's to all houses, why
y'all,
would you repeat what you
whoever or he or she that took that post out there, Miss Thang, and think that you're going to get life, Miss Thang, by taking the post and giving it to one of the girls, Miss Thang, bitch, so you can get a vote, Miss Thang, or suck a dick, or get somebody to fuck you in your ass, or whatever it may be, Miss Thang, girl, you're going to fucking gag, Miss Thang, because maybe they're going to still turn you at the end of the day, Miss Thang. And then when I find out what motherfucking bitch did it, because I will eventually find out what bitch did it, Miss Thang, she's going to get kicked out the house, and every time she walks, whatever she does walk, as soon as she touches the top of the runway, Miss Thang, I'm going to chop her immediately, and ain't a damn bitch going to check me, though.
Kelly, that's called shade. I don't think that's fair.
Yes, exactly.
You want the background story? Well, I was trying to get Kelly to tell the story. Kelly, can you
go
ahead and enlighten
the
viewers?
We don't know what the hell is going on.
This is the background story. The background story was the girls, everybody in Atlanta is feeling some type of way. They're saying that Fred, not Rodney, they're saying Fred is bullying the Labor Day weekend date because the proposal was put in last month by Fred and Rodney. They said they wanted to give everybody else until this month to take and bring a proposal so they can go and vote on the proposals. Andre Montez Mizrahi heard all of this going on, and he put a post in the room asking, was the Mizrahi's boycott of Labor Day weekend? And then it went from there. So then that post was taken out the Mizrahi group, and it was put into the underground. When I found out that that post was put into the underground, I felt some type of way. I sat up in my house until 9 o'clock in the morning. I kicked everybody out the motherfucking group because I could not see who viewed the post of the room. I started a whole new motherfucking room. Then myself and Andre made a plot, Miss Thang, that we was going to put a post up in the group saying, yes, we was boycotting and why the boy was being boycotted, reading Fred, giving Rodney and man was the only prodigies that came to the Mizrahi ball and all of this stuff.
No, bitch. Tell the truth or shame the devil. Y'all ask, when has ever the prodigies came out in support of the Mizrahi function?
Okay, and then somebody, Marcus hit me up and said, Marcus hit me up and Marcus said to myself, y'all made a new group. This is the name of the group. I gave the very no. That's not the name of the group, Miss Thang. Marcus was giving the grade of that he had something out the group. And I get to what we posted. They didn't post it. They waited until the post got up to 161 people, Miss Thang. And then they posted the post in the room, Miss Thang. I was going to kick the girls out on Saturday when the post came out, but I paid in and I waited, Miss Thang. And then my sister, Mother Fat Cat Ebony, posted another post that I posted in the group on Sunday. And when I got back from my sister's house on Sunday night from Miss Pussy cooking dinner on Sunday night, Miss Thang, I kicked 161 members out of the group.
Out of the Mizrahi group or the other
group? The
underground group.
I kicked out of the Mizrahi group. We had 314 members. I kicked out 161 members. Everybody that viewed the post got kicked out. And if another post comes out the room, Miss Thang, another whatever will be kicked out the room again.
Some loyalty issues,
but you know, bitches will do strange things for dick or vote.
Oh. Well, see, I don't originally know where they sent the sources to. I've just seen them posted, so we don't know why they're doing it.
Oh, well, they don't have to. They don't have to worry. They don't have to worry about ever doing it ever again. And y'all don't have to worry about getting anything else because y'all don't have. And I told y'all that same post that 161 people seen, I added on to that post, and I was waiting, and I'm still sitting here waiting for y'all to get the add on that I added on to that post already, and y'all ain't get it yet, so y'all out.
Well, no,
Kelly,
we've already told you that person is whoever is doing it. They're probably being smart. You've already told your motive on how you're catching them, so they're just waiting to before it'll show that they've seen it.
Marcus, it wasn't a new post, Marcus. That same post that's in the underground, Marcus, I added on to that post. All I wanted was y'all to screenshot the add-on. Y'all could have screenshot the add-on because that person is not in the room. And everybody else is in the room is not going to give y'all anything.
Hold on, girl. My fax machine going off. I don't know who the fuck
go
is
off.
This.
Man, you got to make Kelly a believer.
Make your motherfucking, make your fax machine motherfucking know it.
Hold on, bitch.
Okay, because I would hate to have to come over there and give your fax machine some Geritol.
Bitch, you know I'm a bitch about many motherfucking crabs, huh?
About many motherfucking bitch.
Are you
bitch?
Trying to say y'all planted that message so it would get out? But the message was so, it was fierce. The message was fierce, no shade.
You know, Miss A, I know how to work my work, and you know, and do what I do, Miss A.
To every read, there's some truth.
Let me tell you something. I know how to work my work, Miss A. Do. Miss Singh, why is girls going? Oh no, Miss Singh, y'all girls need to stop, Miss Singh, that's on Facebook. Please stop going through my old pictures, Miss Singh, liking old pictures that's on Facebook. Please, okay? I don't need no problem from cats. Wow. Oh.
So didn't something else happen this weekend?
Oh, I know. No, I know it was Mrs. in Dallas. But when they said to the person that's hitting me up in my inbox, I know it was Mrs. in Dallas. But they didn't get to Dallas until that night. And when the message was put out, they said that they got the message from a Mrs. phone in the lobby of the hotel because they left their phone sitting in the lobby of the hotel. When that message was given out, it was only two Mrs. in town at that time, and that was Jackie Kool-Aid. Yes.
So why is the boy that used to be a Mizrahi from, I don't know, he's from Texas. Why is he a 007?
I don't know. Marcus,
oh,
you wanted to shake the table with that tea that got out, so we'll talk about that. But we don't sit here and discuss business. Like,
hold on. Be clear. I only want to discuss it if y'all thought he was the mole and y'all put him out.
No, we didn't know. It was not that he was
no
the mole.
There's no need to discuss him.
Oh, okay, because maybe, you know, I can, let's discuss, because, you know, if you want to start discussing, I can open up my iPhone, or we can start discussing.
Kelly, if you want to shake the table and post that picture, however you got it, you got it.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about just that one, Marcus. I have multiple pictures. He's not the only one I got. I got a lot of.
Hey, Kelly, if that's the game you want to play, we can play that game.
Well, if that's how you want to play, Marcus, we can go Escada for Mizza, Escada for Mizza, however you want to do it.
Kelly, you remember back to the Virginia Awards Ball when you and Jason went at it?
Baby, I know what I'm saying. We can go pick some picks.
Believe me.
Hold on, you have to
give me a minute to get to my laptop, but believe me, I have pictures as well.
215-397, you're live on the air.
I'm sorry. Hey, Kelly, this is Tyra. I love your show. Just got put on to it. And I just was wondering, I keep hitting you up on Instagram. I'm trying to figure out where's the DC ball that you're going to this weekend.
I don't know where the ball is at. Are you in the official ballroom radio station?
No, I don't think so. I just, like,
Send me a message on Facebook, and I'll get you all that information for that ball this weekend. But if you're going there to see me, I don't know if I'm going to be there. I haven't confirmed that yet.
Oh, I was about to turn it. Gee, you lucky bitch.
All right. Well, will you know by Wednesday the last day of the show?
So yeah, I'll know by Wednesday if I'm going to go. If Carl will sponsor her hair and makeup,
she'll be willing to go if you sponsor her hair.
It ain't got nothing to do with sponsoring my hair, my makeup. I have my 32 inch Brazilian in, honey. And I just, Miss Thing, don't get mad, Miss Thing, because you're running around with a wig on like those other girls, Miss Thing. I have my 32 inches of Brazilian in, and I just dyed her blonde markets, and I got 5 brand new motherfucking dresses in my closet. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's about if I want to go.
Oh, Kelly, come on down.
No, I don't know. I might just wait until next weekend and be in upstate with Kiki and Father Pachotti. Because I'll definitely be there.
Okay. So,
but, Carla, I'll let you know by Wednesday, Carla.
All right. So you want me to hit you up on Mother Kelly?
Hit me up on Facebook, and I'll definitely get the information from Harold and put the information in your inbox.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It's in Ballroom News, Kelly.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get it out of Ballroom News and put it in your inbox, caller. And Alexis, how was you going to shake the table?
Girl, I was going to say, girl, you had already said you wasn't going. I thought you wasn't going, Miss Sun.
Yeah, I don't know. I still haven't decided yet.
You said,
if my sister comes up, my sister says she'll know by Wednesday, and if my sister tells me by Wednesday that she's going to come up, then I'm going to go. I'm only going to go on behalf of my sister.
Who's your sister?
I'm not going to put her business out there. I don't know if she wants her business out there like that.
Hey, Felicity.
So Alexis, stop trying to shake the table. Is the eight New York Chanels, are they gonna be there?
Good, they're fine.
Do y'all have a table?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Kelly, we're known for buying tables that we don't even use.
Tiffany, first of all, Kelly, I said anything about
Wait, hold on, let me finish
before you read.
Go ahead.
Said anything about Texas, Tiffany? I never said anything about Atlanta. I never said anything about LA. I said New York. Shut down.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's our way of telling Alexis to get the New York City Award table coin in.
Let me tell you one thing, bitch. Not only do we have enough money to pay for a table for the DC Awards, we can pay for a table at the motherfucking West New York Awards Ball. We can also go ahead and pay for our table for the motherfucking Memorial Day Weekend Ball and still have money to help the Miss Rahees pay for their function also. Bitch, we have our coin. Thank you.
I just want to make sure because you know it's only 8 of y'all in the house in New York, Miss A. You know.
First of all, once again, get your facts straight.
Oh, well, it was only eight of y'all tagged in BBQs at your house meeting.
Bitch, no, we don't have house meetings at BBQ's, baby.
Oh, I thought y'all was doing y'all house meeting at BBQ's. I didn't know if y'all rented a studio or anything. I thought y'all was a BBQ's type of set.
Then I just said we was at Pearl Studios with the rest when the girls was in there practicing.
Oh, y'all was at Pearl. Oh.
Yeah, we went to Pearl. Fuck out of here, Miss Kelly, don't stop me, okay?
I'm not starting anything, Miss Thing. I just want to know, you know, I want to know how the New York Chanels are doing.
She's fine. We are just motherfucking fine, bitch.
I can't wait to see y'all on the back of the runway. Are you going to see DC this weekend?
I don't know. Something.
Oh, because you were doing a lot of calling the girls out and walking realness in your nurse's uniform and all types of things, you know.
She got her nurse's uniform.
Oh, I just want to make sure because, you know, if I do decide to go to D.C., I will be picking me a nurse's uniform.
Well, you need to. Make sure it's a military nurse uniform. I don't want you to get chopped for not having the right effect because you know you'll use that excuse.
Baby, no, honey, I would never say, honey, okay?
Just like ask you chopped because she didn't for your realness, girl, bottom line.
Child. And I hope you ain't wearing that blonde wig, Miss Says.
Good, that was Miss Kelly. Have you seen some of the shit you wear on your head?
Miss Says, yes. I wear
Kelly,
Roxanne. I wear Roxanne.
Did you see that shit you had on the other night, girl?
What shit I had on the other night?
Don't start, Miss Kelly.
Hey, girl, my blonde that I had on the other night looked better than that shit that you and your girlfriend be wearing.
Poodle. I ain't got nothing to do with my girlfriend.
Girlfriend, Miss Thing, you and your girlfriends, y'all look like motherfucking poodles.
Girl, you cannot take, girl. I don't have nothing to do with you and your girlfriend, Miss Thing. I can only speak for me.
Okay. Blonde is not for everybody.
And, bitch, you need to learn, like, that pink ain't for you.
Okay. Baby, you can't take my pink lip, Miss Thing, Alexis. What
bitch,
is it about my
pink? I won't take you nowhere with that motherfucking pink lip. Look like you hungry, bitch.
Pink lip, but I hate that black lip liner.
Miss Thing, what is it about my Nicki Minaj you can't say?
Girl, she gave you. That's how the old queens used to do in prison. They used to take a grease pencil and use it for a lip liner, girl. But Kelly, get out of prison, girl.
Miss Thing, I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch. Okay. Yes, honey.
Girl.
Miss Thing, I don't know, Miss Thing. They want to talk about the Beckham Get Funk Raw video.
Girl, you know what? Let me say this for the 17th time. I am not the icon Laura Spears. Somebody hit me up about that video, and I was like, what the hell is y'all talking about? Because I didn't even know the video was up.
Baby.
Today when
what video we talking about? We talking about the Revlon girl or who?
What Revlon girl?
Y'all didn't see that one with Kim Carter, whatever her name is, supposed to be a Bush Queen and drag. It's in a group in Cali, group she up there getting munched on, talking about, this the biggest pussy you ever sucked.
Yeah, fully functional, baby. Fully functional, baby. Is that who that is? Oh, my God. I can't with y'all. Baby, y'all girls need to stop. Y'all need to stop y'all shit. The girls is a mess.
She told that boy, suck it slow and watch it grow. I'm like, God.
Oh, my God.
I want to give a big shout out to all my fans that see me today at the Bingo Hall in Harlem.
All right, Kelly, can we move on to can we talk about Jason getting kicked off?
I need to shout out to my fans, bitch, that went crazy when I walked up in the motherfucking Bingo Hall today and wanted to stop and take pictures with me today at the Bingo Hall when I went to go play bingo for the $900.
Girl, let me check it. Girl, you keep on talking, girl.
Stop them out, honey. I got to shout out my girl, Jennifer, to see me in the Bingo Hall. Her sister took a picture of me and her. Shout out to Jen.
The biggest stuff, I think we need to boycott the Voice. I just don't agree with Shakira's decision.
No, like, happened? No, Marcus. I did not get in the house until 10:15, Marcus. Stop your shit.
Well, Kelly, it's no shade. It's no shade. The way they edited that video, it's a chop, Kelly. We need to go ahead and just talk about it now.
Marcus, I told you to stop your shit, Marcus. I have not watched it yet, Marcus.
Kelly.
Okay, go ahead, Marcus. Go ahead.
It's no shade. I think Shakira tried it. She knew Jason. I'm not even one of those people that just go up for people because they're familiar with us or we know them. But he kind of had more star power than her, than that other white boy, than Garrett. And I just can't believe she picked him.
So Jason went home, Marcus. That's what you're telling me.
Yes. And nobody saved him. That's the shade.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad.
Yeah. We didn't even get a chance to vote. I really, you know, it's kind of sad. Because he was definitely way more talented than the person they paired him against. Like, it was kind of like the song was already chosen for the guy because it was more of like a rock song. So, I mean, the other boy's voice, I don't know. I don't know. What the callers think? They're not saying nothing in the room?
Now, hold on. Oh, they hung up. The caller hung up. Somebody had pressed one, but then they took their hand down, so. Child, I'm over this to say.
I won't be watching it.
Screenshot coming through.
Mind you, they have the girl who has been on Broadway, and she also did the movie Camp. I know the girls have seen Camp. Sasha Allen, she got voted over tonight too, but somebody ended up saving her. But she's like a professional like singer. So why are you on that kind of show? I thought it was for undiscovered artists.
Well, Carolyn Ramsey was a professional singer. She got voted out by Frenchie.
Carolyn Ramsey.
She was a professional singer, but she got beat by Frenchie.
Oh, I just got a message from Beckham's headquarters, and they said, can you please stop saying Beckham's? We all was not in that video. I'm sorry to the Beckhams. What's his name again? I forgot the child name, honey.
Don't do him like that, Kelly. He my friend.
I'm not doing him like nothing. It's saying the girl sent the message over and asked me to talk about it, bitch. Girl, bitch, if it was a Ms. Wright getting fucked, Ms. Thing, I would have talked about the video if it got out. Bitch, please.
Oh, Kelly, you kicked out 78 people?
I didn't kick out 78 people, Alexis, so you're not in the group.
Don't worry, it's coming, girl. She coming through.
You're
going to
give her a heart attack, Alexis. You're going to give her a heart attack.
She ain't going to give me a heart attack, Ms. Thing, girl. She going to give herself a heart attack.
Kelly kicked 78 people out, but I'm still here, LOL.
Baby, I'm not even worried about Alexis this day. Come on, Alexis, come through.
Girl, come through. Girl, Kelly, 48 hours bent over, your mole is none of them kids. Your mole is from Atlanta. They was in Dallas this weekend.
Okay, come through. Alexis, come through, Alexis. I'm waiting for you to come through, Alexis. I'm going to show you my work. Okay, baby. And the only person that was there from Atlanta is Kool-Aid.
I'm just reading what the kids are saying.
Baby, well, come through. I'm waiting for you to come through. I'm waiting for you and your mole to come through. Okay.
Kelly, how you know the girls don't have your password?
I know the girls don't have my password, bitch.
She changed it. I had it one time. She changed it.
Yeah, she had it. We went out to the parade, honey. And, bitch, and when I wanted to get Milan's page shut down, Miss Thing, I called somebody to log into my page, Miss Thing, and she got my password, bitch, and I got it shut down. It's no way anybody has my password because a bitch can't even spell my mother's name.
Well, how you pronounce your mother's name?
My mother's name is Fun Julak.
All right, to all the educated people, please send us your check. Please give us your.
And to all the educated people, if you're a bad,
wait,
if you're
wait,
a
wait,
bad
wait,
motherfucking
wait,
bitch,
wait.
Say, and this
Hold
is how bitch. And this is how, and this is how,
fellas, let's figure it
and
out.
This is how, and this is how bad, and this is how bad I am, bitch, that I know that the girls can't spell my mother name, Miss Thang. Bitch, if a bitch could spell my mother name correctly, Miss Thangani, okay, and post it in the motherfucking underground, Miss Thang, bitch, I will send them a $100 motherfucking green dot card.
Well, no, Kelly, this is what we want you to do. We want you,
no,
you know,
it's 4,600 and something people in the group. If anybody can spell my mother name correctly, Ms. Singh, I'll give them a motherfucking $100 green dot.
I don't trust green
well,
dots.
Well, just give us the number that go with the password, and then we'll just log in and we'll just do screenshots of your whole account.
No, I won't give you the numbers that go with my password. And my mother's name is Fun Julak. Okay.
The person just sent me that you can't be added to the underground. Hold on, let me see. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Bitch. honey. Bitch, please, okay? That's how confident I am, bitch. Girl, to the two people in the chat room, baby, please, no. Okay? And no, I won't give you the numbers that go to my password, Marcus. Yeah, really? Marcus, won't you give me your password?
I will.
Okay. Baby. Okay. So. Miss Alexis, it's taking you an awfully long time, Miss Alexis.
Well, I'm just waiting for them to send it over, girl.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, the girls. My inbox is going off right now, Miss Tang, honey, okay? Girl, press 1. Come through. Girl, press 1 and come on through. Okay. Yes, honey. Oh, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, hello.
Yes, Grandma.
Yeah, I'm calling in here for this $100. Hey, you know it's hard out here for you, senior citizens.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Now, before I spell this Fond du Lac, where the hell is a Fond du Lac from?
Baby, my mother's godfather is African. No, Laura Spears, no. That's not it.
Okay, well, Granny finna give it a try. Fond du Lac. Fondulock.
No.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, y'all remember the house of Kalani used to be Fondulock, right?
You said what, Marcus?
The house of Fondulock was Fondulock, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it might Fon. It must be Phan, because it was.
No.
Phan, Fon. Pronounce it again. Tony,
Fond du Lac.
All the educated people, please call in the phonetic spellers. We're going to figure this out tonight.
Yes, everybody that's on the phone lines, we got 44 minutes on the phone, baby, okay? Make me motherfucking know it, Miss Thing. And bitch, after it's all said and done, if somebody gets it right, which I know nobody's going to get it right, Miss Thing, I would take a screenshot my mother's name from my birth certificate and post it in the room, okay? Because
well,
I know ain't nobody going to get it right.
Is it spelled phonetically, or is it spelled all kind of crazy ways? Because people can spell their name any kind of way and pronounce it however the fuck they want to.
The way it's pronounced is not the way it's spelled. Okay. Let's say, and tell whoever, Alexis, tell whoever that's trying to send you that tea, Miss Thing, and they're trying to get into the underground after they send you that tea, you would be a dumb bitch, Miss Thing, to send Alexis that tea, and then she puts you in the underground, and then I'll box you in your mouth.
Hold on. Miss Kelly, you're not about that life, girl.
Girl, I'm about that motherfucking life, Miss Thing, okay? Baby.
Girl, Kelly, you must be not scared of my people.
Girl. Miss Thing, I told you your fax machine was running out of ink.
Girl, you must be not scared of my people.
We have toner. We have toner.
Ernie, your fax machine is running out.
Kelly, if everything will come to the light, I promise you, eventually, if it ain't sent today, it'll be sent tomorrow.
Oh, he's gone.
How you know it was a he?
He's gone.
Who's he?
He's gone. He's not in there anymore.
Okay, good.
That's right, but you also put out 167 people.
Yeah, I sure did.
So a lot of people are gone.
Honey, baby, they sure are gone, honey. They're gone, honey. They no longer apart anymore. I feel bad.
Hold on, Kelly. So y'all put them out the house or y'all put them out the group? Those are two.
They're out the group. They're out the group.
Oh, well, they'll be back.
No, they won't.
she going through the list. She going through the list putting people out.
Yeah. They won't be back, honey. Mr. Man, no, you're wrong. They're saying those letters that y'all using is crazy. Only,
pronounce it again, Kelly.
Fungulop. Mr. Man, only only three of your letters is correct. Along with everybody else, only three of the letters is correct.
Kelly.
Yes.
A representative from the Beckham estate said I'm gonna need her to stop saying Beckham and just say who.
I don't know his name, and I told him, I clarified that already. So you hold on.
You tell me I'm not headquarters, but I'm
okay, you know what, while we on this, can I make an announcement?
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yes.
We need Sonaya or Caesar to also start a new Stop Your Shit. I was reading the ball flyer the other day, and the category said they haven't gone to three or more must walk for cash now. It now says four or more must walk for the cash. I'd rather y'all just not put cash on the flyer, just put dollar signs if that's what you're feeling, and just see how it turn out.
Well,
four or more must walk for the cash means nobody is just going to take the chance.
And so who ball is that?
I'd rather not say. I got a ball coming up. But the category is mother versus mother, female figure, legendary runway. What the fuck?
Oh, well, shit, ain't nobody walking that shit.
Would you be mad, Kelly, if you went out there and walked and then only you came out, or you and Janice came out?
Miss A, bitch, I'll be over it.
They'd be like, well, congratulations, you get half. Or I don't even know if it said half. Mayor of Detroit, Goddess, please call in.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. So what is this about them, about they was reading Tone in the Midwest group talking about something about he couldn't read? I got bits and pieces of the post, Herman.
Oh, I don't really want to discuss that, but
what happened? It was something about a category.
Okay, well, no. You know, part of the story last week was that somebody had got deemed in Indianapolis, but the person wasn't there, and you know, it was done kind of outside of the way that the council's doing things now. So Tone posted a message in the group asking, well, how was this person deemed and who did it? Because it was some, you know, questions on why and how it was done. And, you know, things got heated. It got up to about 600 comments.
Ooh. Well, hello. The post I'm talking about, Marcus, was about they were talking about some kind of meeting or something.
That's the one you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the gist of it without
hold on.
Bringing other people in it, yeah. So, Kelly, P-Y-E is correct? The first three letters are right?
No.
P-H-Y? Is correct?
No.
Bitch, can you use it in a sentence?
What'd you say?
Can you use it in a sentence for us?
No, I can't use it in a sentence.
Oh, well, bitch, you don't want to play spelling bee, then.
Baby, I told y'all, I said it for y'all, been saying multiple times. Honey? And y'all still ain't got it yet? Let me say, honey, hold on. Edit. Honey. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Okay. Because y'all girls is never gonna get it. Are y'all ready? I just had to change my password to my Facebook.
Oh, okay. How you spell it now?
My mother's name is spelled FONJULA. Okay.
FONJULA.
FONJULA.
We would have eventually guessed that.
No, y'all would not. Y'all would never eventually get that, Miss Thang. Okay. There's no way in damn hell.
We had some of it.
Yeah, y'all had three letters. That's it.
The Jala would have been easy to get. You never told us which part was right.
Honey. Baby. Oh, yes, honey.
So your password was Angela69?
Baby, tell, please, honey. Whatever it was, honey, baby, it's changed now.
You got scared, huh?
What happened?
You got scared? We just quit.
No, I didn't get scared. I know you and Miss Alexis work. Say, I know you and Miss Alexis work, bitch. Y'all would have sat there and y'all would have figured out the number at the end, Miss Thang. Okay. So, you know, I had to change her.
I'm running on limited capabilities right now. I'm only working with an Android.
And an
iPhone.
Yeah, honey. I had to go change my passwords, honey. No. Maybe.
It don't seem like nobody had nothing to talk about when the ball is successful, right?
Yeah, they don't, honey. Shit. I could have motherfucking still been chilling.
Mm.
Okay.
I know. We done brought up everything.
Bitch. You motherfucking queens in the chat room, baby. No. Hey, my mother don't even live in the fucking Bronx, Miss A. Girl.
Oh, shit.
Alexis, can you... Baby, bitch, my mother doesn't use the motherfucking computer, bitch, okay? Okay? My mother just went from a motherfucking Razer, bitch, to a motherfucking Galaxy motherfucking 3, Miss Thing, and she don't even know how to use that, bitch, okay? My mother don't even use the fucking computer. Okay? I know. She don't even use that, Miss Thing. And Alexis, can you please tell Edward Banks that my mother doesn't live in the Bronx, Alexis?
Huh? What happened? I'm sorry.
Oh, because, no, they posted in the room that my mother, they Google searched, and my mother's in Bronx, New York.
No, she in Brooklyn.
No, my mother's in Manhattan.
Oh, I
in
thought
Harlem.
She was over here.
No, my mother's in Harlem, where I have my cookout at every year.
Oh, girl, what is, I just told somebody about
Alexis,
you.
Don't try it, Miss A. Don't talk about my brother.
I wasn't even thinking about him, but he is fine.
Honey, okay.
Well, Kelly, you on? Oh, hold on.
Who's echoing?
That's been going on for a minute.
Yeah, can somebody please fix? Oh, wait, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, it was you, girl.
Yes. Oh, no, that wasn't me. That was Dexter. I just, what you call it?
Well, you know, I just pulled up my Geek Squad, and that name doesn't come up in New York at all.
Yeah, I told bitch these girls, Miss Tay girl. Bitch, my mother's not on any of these websites or any of this stuff, Miss Tay. These girls is putting addresses in here, Miss Tay girl. Bitch, that's not, baby. Y'all girls are sitting here and y'all searching Miss Tay, bitch. We're not registered. She's not registered at the address where she lives at, Miss Tay. Along with myself at my address, I'm not registered at the address where I live at either. Girls, get it together. Girl, you girls, Miss Thang, bitch, trust and believe, baby. Trust and believe to the person that put that in the room, Miss Thang. If it was true, Miss Thang, bitch, I would have been blocked you and kicked you out the room, girl, okay? Bitch, girl, bitch. Honey, only thing that comes to my house and the only thing that goes to my mother's house, Miss Thang, is a motherfucking bill, okay? Get it together, girls. So what else y'all want to talk about?
Where everybody else?
What is that?
Where's Alexis?
Oh, shit. It's only,
ooh,
it's,
oh, shit. Oh,
Alexis, no, my,
oh.
I dropped my iPhone.
Ooh, oh, Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Never underestimate a bitch.
Underestimate who, you?
Yeah.
Oh no, Marcus, I would never underestimate you, Marcus. But these girls in the chat room, the girls, they not even there.
Oh,
now
yeah.
You, Marcus,
no,
I know.
Kelly, they made me know it based on it was sent to my inbox and based on my context clues. I might be hiring a girl for Geek Squad.
Miss Tay, well, you can hire
okay,
them.
I'll ask a question. Around what age is your mother? Between what ages?
What age is my mother?
Between what age?
My mother's between the age of 65 and 70.
Girl, your mother's not that old, bitch.
Yes, my mother is. Marcus, you know how old I am, Marcus? Oh, you don't. You don't.
Oh, I know how old you are, but you're not.
Hey, Marcus, yes, I know Marcus, okay?
Oh.
Marcus, I know, okay? Maybe. My aunt is motherfucking 72 years old. My mother is right after my aunt.
Well, I don't know. Somebody sent me an address in the Harlem area.
Yeah, Marcus, I know.
It looks pretty accurate.
Marcus is not... Marcus.
That's not it?
No, it's not, Marcus.
Okay. Oh, okay, well, I didn't know.
Marcus is not.
So that's the address they sent you?
What? Yes, the address that they post in the room and everything, Marcus.
Hold on, what's the address? I can't see the room. What address did they say?
They posted address 2971 8th Avenue in the group, Miss Saying. No, that's not where any, Marcus, just like in my house, Marcus. The only thing that comes.
Is 8th Avenue and Frederick Douglass the same street?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry, caller, that's incorrect.
It's not correct, bitch. I would tell them, Miss Thing, if they had it motherfucking correct. It's incorrect.
You know the context clues I'm going off of. It looked right, you know, with the names and stuff.
Yes. Baby, child, these girls don't want me, Miss Thing. Girl, Miss Thing, they need to keep on going, Miss Thing, bitch. Okay. Alexis Cordra, what happened to Alexis? Hold on, we got a caller. 818-721, you're live on the air.
She's not going
to be no harm, right?
You never know what
she's talking about. 818-721, you're live on the air.
Yeah.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
So who you got over there in your house that you're entertaining?
What? You mind your motherfucking business, okay?
Because you know I'm in New York.
Oh, well, you mind your business, okay?
Do I need to be on the 6 train over there?
Girl, no, you don't need to be on. You don't need to be on the 6 train over here, okay?
You sure?
What you said? I'm positive, honey. You don't need to be on the 6 train over here, honey. You stay over there, and I'll stay over here.
So I assume you're not going out tonight.
No, I'm not. I'm not going out. I'm waiting for next week. It's Anaya's birthday.
Yeah, I'll be out next week too, honey.
Yeah, I waited next week. It's Anaya's birthday. Marcus will be out next week too.
Oh, he will?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Work, Marcus. You gonna snatch my 30 inches out my head?
Oh, I'm gonna snatch 30 inches out. I was just about to speak to you, but girl, what you feeling?
No, I'm just kidding with you, Marcus. But no, I'll be
I mean, you asked me a question in my inbox. Oh, wait, hold on, Before you answer that question, hold on, because it's only Rod. Hold on, let me go to my phone, honey, because Miss Thang ain't called back in here yet. Hold on, let me get her number on my phone. Hold on, Chanel. Let me go down to my Chanel contacts.
Oh.
Hold on, because you asked me.
You can put me back on hold.
You asked the question, and so I need to get my girlfriend up on this line, Miss Thang, honey. Hold on. I need to get her up here.
What you need to get her for? You in there.
So I need to get a part of the team, Miss Thang, okay? I need to get the, you know. On this line. Hello, Miss Clark?
Yes.
Oh, I have to get you back on the line. It's myself, Rodney, and Marcus, and Naima on the line. The girls want to know, how did mother get into the room? The girls want to know, how did mother cat get in the room?
That's none of nobody's business.
Uh-huh, okay. Wow. Your comments, Marcus?
About what?
Mother getting into the room.
Mother who?
Fat Cat.
How did Fat Cat get in a group?
I am not an administrator in that group anymore, so I mean I don't have any say. They took my status from me after I read Alexis.
So was she voted in?
I'm just a mere member.
Was she voted in?
No, but there's no shade. I was nervous at first, but he has made me know it.
So she wasn't.
In fact,
so she wasn't
almost
voted
getting in. Lifetime membership.
I got it. So she wasn't voted in. Okay.
They said her tea that she paid her rent was this month was real dry.
Well, as an administrator, I don't even. First of all, I don't even know why we have this. But as an administrator of the group, was voted in.
What happened? What's she saying? Because I can't hear.
Fat Cat was voted in just like most of the other people was voted in.
It was a secret ballot, Naima.
When I came back, he was already in there. So I really don't know, Naima.
No, it's definitely shade to me because I was put out because I had told one piece of tea. Right, but it was other people in there still licking tea out of there.
Is this what y'all call me back for?
Well, bitch, Naima, don't feel bad, baby, because my head was on the chopping block the other day, too. So don't feel bad, honey. Nobody exempt from getting
your
head.
You still on the checker pot. You still on the checker block.
Okay. You know. Maybe. But
well,
yeah,
Naima, now that you realize it wasn't me, would you like to bury the hatchet and start over? Because, you know,
yeah,
it really was not me.
Bury the hatchet, Marcus, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, how's your show going? There was one night I want to listen, but I just... You come on the nights that Real Housewives of Atlanta come on.
But it's over now.
What you mean it's over?
Isn't
they
got
one more reunion
special
next week.
Right, part three, right. Mm-hmm. But no, my shows is like
And no, you
Thursday.
Come on doing Married to Medicine. That's even worse.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I don't be
no,
doing
you need to get into
watch.
Married with Medicine. That show... Those are some ghetto, raunchy motherfucking doctors and doctor wives. Because you didn't see it this week with the fighting?
I never seen none of the season.
Oh, yeah. It only been on like three times. Within the first three episodes, they've had a full
Well, what
ball.
Time does it come on?
9 o'clock on Sundays.
So I need to do it around 8 to 9 then?
Well, after next week, you could do 8 to 9 because Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion special will be off. The third one come on next week. And then, yeah, that's what I would suggest, 8 o'clock on Sundays. Or.
And then Thursdays, 8 o'clock then.
I don't know anything that come on Thursdays because Scandal don't come on to 10.
Oh yeah.
But if you're gonna roll over, yes.
Well, no. I'm off before scandal comes on because I had to have my undivided attention with that. But no, it's actually been going good so far. With Jasmine helped me out, you know, as far as like with the chat rooms and how to do the switchboard and stuff like that. But my biggest audience so far has come from is that my show I did with Is There a God? It's close to 700 people that listen to that after the archives. Like, live callers.
Oh, so you beat in numbers.
I forgot how many live callers it was. And the chat room was low, but far as the live callers on the switchboard, I had seen 27. But after the show was over is when the numbers really kicked up, when people, you know, went back in and they listened to it or whatever, that one. And the one I did about poisons in the water, poisons in our food the other day, it's close to 100 people already now that's done listening to that, archive listeners to that.
Now, Kelly, how would you like to respond to the numbers that came out? Because I'm hearing your numbers are going down on Mondays now. They're saying that they'd rather listen to Tuesday night.
Marcus.
Don't shoot the messenger, just spill the tea.
Marcus, it's never a competition between Monday and Tuesday night, Marcus. And my numbers will never go down, Marcus, bitch. I know how to keep ratings, Marcus, okay?
I don't know, Kelly. Oprah eventually went down, baby.
Listen, Marcus, I know how to do my job very well, Marcus, okay? And, you know, and I know how to give the girls the show when I need to give them a show. But, you know, yeah, tonight might have been dry, Miss Thing, you know,
not
because,
tonight,
you know.
Anything in the last few weeks has been dry. That's what
tonight,
that's what
tonight may have been
tonight.
Dry because, you know, I had company and I really didn't turn it up like that and I wasn't really playing with the girls because I was entertaining. But trust and believe, when I have to turn it up, I can definitely turn it the fuck up.
Well,
okay.
I need to know who's over there. Is can I take a guess at who's over there?
So I take it this the end of the show. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
What? Excuse me.
She hung it up. She gotta go to work in the morning.
Oh yeah, she sure does.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, honey, because, yeah, she tried me. And it's shade. I know everyone consistent on the radio show, but whatever.
Oh, mistake. Y'all going down? Y'all two going at it?
Oh, no. I mean, she tried me. You know what? I'm not. I'm not going to give the girl
no,
the show.
No, go ahead. Let's inquire my minds want to know. Go ahead. Go off.
I'm not, because at the end of the day or whatever, all I try to do is be a friend to Alexis. And apparently, you know, she feel as though that she just could not trust me or something like that. You know, I didn't steer her wrong. I have not turned her. Me and her have had private talks. We've shared a lot of things or whatever like that. But
well, listen, fuck that shit. Let's cut to the chase, girl. See, I ain't got time for this bullshit. And I'm getting off the phone because I got to go to work in the morning. We were in this group. Now, Emma has a bad habit of when you people put up certain types of pictures, she likes to save them to her computer. So what I do is, when I post, I take her out of the group, and the last time I forgot to add her back. So she goes give this big hoopla about I'm always shading her and trying her. Everything is not shade. Everybody's not trying
you. That wasn't the only time that you took me up out of that group. It's not even about the
okay,
not
girl. Anyway,
that.
Not only that,
no,
she's
not,
still
no,
upset
anyway.
That she's not in the underground, girl.
Alexis, stop right there. Now, Alexis, if she's worthy enough to be in the group, because you don't know who else is saving the pictures, why is she being singled out and being deleted?
Because
out of the
I know for a fact that Naima saves pictures to her computer.
Okay, so
but
Kelly,
you know what the thing
else
about it is, how you know I'm still not getting anything out of that doggone
I don't care. I don't care.
No, apparently you do, because if you didn't, you wouldn't have done it the first time.
Girl, listen, girl, you've been out the group for how long
you,
now,
me,
and you
let
still roasting in
no,
this
you
shit?
You don't know if I'm still out of
girl,
it.
Are you still swallowing in this,
no, I'm not,
are your bottles?
You let me tell you something, okay? If you want to be nasty for those training cases,
you're 33 years motherfucking old, girl. I can't believe
you
still go off about a fucking
your own little chat now with all the other girls in there. It was like, I don't use her. I don't want her in this private chat. But that's why you got another private chat now.
Bitch, you're going off about a Facebook group. Bitch, please, we're just that.
Whatever, Miss Alexa. Let me tell you something, okay? I told you before, girl. I've come from a different cloth.
I told you before, bitch. I don't need nobody to prove shit to me, bitch. I don't give two fucks about a bitch pouring that loyalty to me. I don't fucking trust her.
Okay, you know what? And that's why you're in the circle that you're in. Because you don't trust nobody.
I don't care. Get the fuck out of here.
I could be whatever you want to call me, but at the end of the doggone day, I was a friend to you.
You sweating me over a fucking Facebook group.
I'm not sweating you over shit. I'm not sweating you over anything.
Fuck out
of
here.
Let me tell you something. If I was a fierce girl, since I want to save pictures, if I was a fierce bitch, I could definitely post the pictures I got. I definitely could go post the pictures that I already have if I wanted to be fierce. I wasn't being fierce. I told you I'm not that type of girl. I told you I don't even come like that.
All them other bitches
that you used to dealing with that turned you, I'm not like that. You can ask my father, Dexter. You can ask so many people. I'm not like that. If I really wanted to be fierce to you, you wanted to be so nasty and impress these fucking tranny chasers and these motherfucking dirty-ass community pieces, boys, and fake profiles in a fucking group, being nasty and carrying on and shit like that. Make your own motherfucking group and add those bitches in there. I could care less. I told you, bitch, I'm not going to turn you. I consider you my friend and my sister. As much shit we share, bitch, as much as I've been there for you and did for you, bitch, and you think I would turn you? You got me chopped and screwed. I'm more hurt than anything by you, Alexis.
Well, I'm glad you and Marcus made up. Now you and Alexis is on the out.
No, you know what the thing about it is? Let me tell you something. You know, Alexis. I say Alexis. Let me tell you, Callie or whatever. I still have love for Alexis. I just don't like Alexis. Some of her ways I don't like. And we just had, I mean, don't get me wrong, our relationship was based off of shade. Like, we would go back and forth, whatever, like that, but we would make up. But it's just like, after a while, you just get tired. Like, bitch, let me tell you something. I'm not putting myself on no pedestal, and I'm not saying I live in a glass house, okay? But what I'm saying is, if I call you my sister, or if I call you my friend, or my family, or something like that to me, loyalty to me is everything.
But now, I'm not the devil's advocate, Naima. But do you feel as though once you call somebody your brother, your sister, your friend, are they not able to distinguish between it and not share everything with you or not feel comfortable with everything? Because, okay, I have people that say, well, if you're my friend, why would you tell me something that hurts my feelings? Mm-hmm. But if you're telling them the truth, sometimes the truth hurts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So why do you only want to hear the good? Because if you only want somebody that's going to give you the good part, you want somebody to agree with you.
No. I'm not saying that I only want. No, I'm not saying that, Marcus. What I'm saying is this. Okay, me and Alexis, we had our ups and downs. Like when we first met and stuff like that. You know, I ain't use her. I mean, like I would read. I wanted to fight. I wanted to tear it. And then, you know, we became close or what have you, and we got over that hurdle or whatever the case may be, and we got real close. We got real tight. It be little shit that Alexis does to me. Some things I will, like, pay, and then other things I'm just like, girl, you trying it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't talk to me like I'm a four-year-old, you know. It's just certain shit she would do. And I would pull her up on it, and then she would just over-talk me. And she's like, oh, girl, I don't want to hear this and that and the other. It's like, you don't do that, okay? We are grown women here, okay? And at the end of the day, we are supposed to be talking to each other like civilized adults, okay? You're not talking down to me and breaking things down to me like I'm a four-year-old, and I'm not going to talk to you like that, okay? Respect doesn't cost you anything. And all I ask is to be respected, okay? Bottom line is she just did a little shit to me as far as talking how the way she would talk to me when I would ask about certain situations and things like that. Some things she was right on, but other things she just really tried me. And I was just like, I just had enough. I mean, sometimes you just have enough. And instead of being a bigger person, I'm not asking her to bow down, kiss my ass, or whatever the case may be. But it's just like sometimes, bitch, what may not be serious to you may be serious to somebody else or may hurt somebody else's feelings, okay? Because you done got fucked over in every doggone body doesn't mean everybody that you come across later on in your life is going to fuck you over. Okay? And I told Alexis that. We have shared too many things between each other and been there for each other, and I've been there for her. Whenever she called me and needed anything, I always broke my neck to make sure Alexis got it for her to turn it like this. Like, girl, over a fucking Facebook group, bitch, come on now. It's not even just that group. It was like the underground. I mean, come on, bitches out there running their doggone mouths all the doggone time out of the doggone underground, but, bitch, you going to single me the fuck out. Because I said y'all had a private chat, you, Fred, and all the rest of the girls, a private inbox chat. But you know what? At the end of the day or whatever like that, if it's meant for her to be in my life, she will be. If it's not, so be it. It was a nice ride while it lasted, but I guess that's where she got off my train at. I don't hate her. I don't despise her. You know, I still have somewhat of a love for her, whatever like that, but I'm more so hurt than anything because I really consider her my friend. I really did.
Miss A, y'all girls is a mess, Miss A. Somebody said you rolled that elephant to the end.
Now, mind you, the people that's in that room who I'm friends with have sent me inbox pictures of her carrier and other stuff in there, whatever like that. But if I was a messy girl, I'd go make a fake page and go post the shit up if I wanted to be fake. Or I put it under my own page. Ain't nobody going to slap me or do nothing to me. But I'm not like that.
323-286.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Kelly. Naima, what is going on?
Chow.
Who is that?
Well, I'm about to sound like everybody else. Is that the only person you hear on the phone, Michi?
I don't know who I am. I just got it. Hi, everybody. Hi, Uncle Rodney. Monica.
He took the night off.
Is this my mother? Is this Jason? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
All that extra shit and that attitude talking about, oh, this is what y'all call me bad for? Girl.
Not Ava.
Huh?
What? No.
Oh, shit. I forgot I'm still on this radio and I'm talking. What's up?
Yeah, y'all are caring. We ain't on no private chat. We'll talk later. What is going on? Now, I'm listening. Put me back on hold. I'm driving.
Mm.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, what's up?
Baby.
What I miss?
But yeah, Kelly, I will definitely be out next week
celebrating. Oh, hey, Naima.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on? Are you live on the air?
Well, Rodney, and other news.
Hey, yeah. You know, since I done heard this past conversation, and you say your mama name is Fungela, can I rename Alexis Fuck Your Ham Hock?
You can do whatever you want, Grandma.
Yeah, because that kind of sounds like Fungela. Fuck your hell, Mox. You gonna
fuck
back on
you, baby. I'ma fuck Grandma up, honey, okay? I want y'all to make up and say now you and Marcus is good. Now hopefully you and Alexis can get back good, honey, you know. And we can have a whole little, you know, little squad together.
When is our next trip to BBQ's? You know, the girl, the hostess had actually texted me the other day saying I hadn't been there in a while.
Oh, baby, I don't know, honey, because, I'm not really a BBQ set. I'll go and everything, but
we can
I don't
go
know when you're coming to
tonight. Tell Kelly you eat a whole 12 wings or 10 wings when you go.
No, I'm on, because actually I eat 5 and I take the rest home.
You take the other rest home. Oh, okay.
We could go next week at the Sanaya's. If she come out.
No, she's coming.
Kelly.
Out and we're all going out to eat on Tuesday.
Next week Tuesday?
Yeah, next week Tuesday we're going out. But a lot of girls, if you ain't got a car, you ain't gonna be able to make it to the restaurant.
Oh, where's the restaurant at?
In Jersey.
Oh.
You can get to Jersey in a cab.
Well, if the girls want to get to Jersey in a cab, then, you know.
It's not that serious.
I
want to
go there.
We're going to keep supporting our Joe's Crab Shack in Jersey until it opens up in Harlem.
Hold on. Y'all taking this lady to Joe's Crab Shack for her birthday?
That's where she wants to go. She's never been.
All these fine dining restaurants. Oh, she's never been? Oh, she'll like it, man.
She's never been. That's where she
wants to go. I think she deserves some little
family
at Joe's Crab Shack.
No, she never been before. We always, like, we go for everybody's birthday. If it's their first time going, like, you know, I'm really over Joe's, baby, you know. But when she wants to go there for her birthday, it's her first time, so we're going to go. And then we're going to get our lives.
I think she's going to be a little disappointed.
So, listen, what do y'all think about
No, and Marcus, on Tuesday, everybody that's out there, on Tuesday night, I don't know what the name of the drink is, Miss Thing, but the juice cup that they have in Esquilita's, Marcus, that they give you for juice, they give you those drinks they give you that size cup on Tuesday night with these drinks, Marcus, and the shit is good, bitch, like, it's really good, and you know, I'm not a drinker.
Everywhere in New York has pretty good drinks. D.C. and New York have the best drinks. You pay $15, $20 for them, but they be good. It's only when you come to the South you have to worry about it being watered down. You get what you pay for, $8, $10.
I think Atlanta has good drinks.
It depends on where you go in Atlanta, yes, that's true too. But you consistently get a good drink in D.C. and New York, right?
Yeah.
But you know you're coming off at least $12 or $13, even for whale shit.
Right. Because I tell you, last night at the club in Dallas, me and Frey walked to the door. He was like, how much is it? He was like, $5 to get in. He was like, okay. Got to the bar. Patron Margarita, $7. You know I was in heaven.
Right. But you got $7 worth of liquor, or did you get...
It was nice. A big glass. Well, not a double shot. 14. Me and Josh, we got a double shot. You know, so we paid 14 for, which is a normal, but it was a real big glass. Then the line was so long. When I came back in, I wanted to get, you know, nice real fast. So I came back in and bought me another Patron Margarita and a Long Island iced tea, and then went outside on the balcony, and you know. I got with the kids for a little while.
Marcus and definitely Kelly. What do y'all think about now the T-Mobile got the iPhone and you can upgrade anytime you want to now?
Yeah, but don't you have to pay full retail price for the phone?
Oh, I don't know. I just heard the commercial.
I don't have T-Mobile. I don't like to talk to any customer service outside the United States. So it's only so many businesses that I will actually deal with.
Oh. Well, see, I don't have T-Mobile. I'm with Verizon, but I mean, I just want to
know. I have Verizon on my iPhone 5 and my iPhone 4S. I have H2O.
What is H2O?
Child, some service, bitch, that I got on my 4S. my ballroom phone, bitch, that everybody has that fucking number.
Oh, well, what?
Yeah,
Charlie. Well, Kelly, have you started looking for your flight to Chicago yet?
My flight to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
No. Maybe. I waited for the promoters to book me. 443-6-1.
You're on the air. You're booked, Kelly.
Oh, I didn't receive my deposit. 443.
Hold on. We didn't say we're booking you for we're booking you to invite you to. We're gonna treat you VIP first class. The cost of VIP is the cost of VIP.
I'll be in Chicago. 443-6-9-1. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on, love?
nothing. I wanted to tell your girlfriend about the, you don't have to pay full price for the T-Mobile phone. You'll just pay like $25 a month, and they ended all their contracts. I just bought a phone with them the other day.
So if you sign up with T-Mobile, and let's say you get the iPhone 5 and you get over it like after a month or two, you could go get another phone?
Yeah, but you still have to pay for the rest of your phone, but you won't be in the contract with them anymore. They don't do contracts.
Oh, they don't do contracts anymore.
No.
Well, what you pay month by month?
Yeah, you pay month by month.
So you're paying for the phone in installment.
Yeah, it's like $25.
But what happens if you lose the phone?
You can get the insurance on it.
No, but let's say you didn't have insurance. I mean, you still got to pay for that.
If you ain't got no insurance, you got to pay full. You got to pay full price when you lose your phone or break it.
So you say, okay, because I'm a little slow here. So wait a minute. So you saying if you get the phone, and if you don't, if you want to upgrade to another phone, if you haven't paid off that previous phone yet, you can't get the other one?
No, you got continue. You got finished paying on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Right. The only thing you're doing is okay. What happens is when you used to get a cell phone, you know, you could always go into a store and pay full retail price for the phone and not be under contract.
Right.
The only reason you got a contract is if you got promotional pricing. So what they do is, if the phone is $500, they offered it to you for $99. They're looking at it like, okay, we'll make the difference up when you're paying for the service over 2 years. But if they're basically saying you're going to pay for the full price of the phone, you're going to pay $500 for the phone, okay, well, bitch, once you pay the phone off, bitch, you can do whatever you want to do. You're not under contract. It's still the same thing. You're just not getting charged no early termination fee.
Oh, okay.
They're going to gag, though, watch, because they're going to end up, that's a bad business model, though, because you're going to give people phones who don't pay their bills. And then the only thing they're going to do is just sign up for another one.
If your bill get cut off, that's fine. You don't owe anything for the bill. You just owe for your phone if you're not done paying for it.
Yeah, but who's going to pay for a phone they're not using service on?
Right. I'm just letting you guys know. I'm just letting you know the changes that they made.
True.
And your bill is $20 left.
It makes sense. I just think they...
Oh, you know what's going to happen, Ms. Sang? What's going to happen is, and I want all you girls to go out there, Ms. Sang, all you girls that went down to get the iPhone 5, Ms. Sang, go to T-Mobile and sign up for the iPhone 5, Ms. Sang. All the iPhones have the SIM cards in them, Ms. Sang, and don't pay for it, Ms. Sang, and go to H2O, Ms. Sang, and get you a SIM card with H2O, and your bill is $60 a month.
Kelly, don't tell girls that. Don't have girls put bad stuff on their credit. That's not what we're supposed to stop the
Let me tell you something.
Talent.
Until
no, but your bill. If, no, but T-Mobile, your bill would be $60 a month with the iPhone.
But you can't be. But you can't be online and be on the phone at the same time on T-Mobile on iPhone.
You can't do that with Sprint either.
You can only do it with AT&T
and Verizon, I think.
No, you can't do it with Verizon because remember, I had the iPhone. Remember, Marcus, for 2 weeks, and I took it back because I couldn't be on the phone and go online.
I think it might be that way with any Verizon phone, though.
No, it's not.
If you don't want
no, it's
you
not,
because,
bitch, I'll be on the phone, bitch, and I'll pick motherfuckers right on home and staying, and I'll go over and get on Facebook on my 5.
No, Verizon, you with? No, you not.
Yes, bitch, yes, I have. I did it last night, Ms. Sang, when I went on Facebook and I had to get the number out of my inbox to get
wait
to
a
my...
minute, Kelly, you tell it. Wait a minute. Was it on Wi-Fi? Was you using the Wi-Fi in your house?
I don't know what I was on, bitch.
I was
in my house.
I'm talking about on the network. Because I'm with Verizon, and I had the iPhone 5, unless I was in Wi-Fi, I could do it on the Wi-Fi while I'm on the phone. But if
while I was in my house when I did it last night.
It must have been on Wi-Fi because it wasn't on no 4G. It wasn't on no 4LTE. You was doing it.
Oh, well, I was in my house when I did it last night.
If you're 4G,
well, let me come
up,
on over there to
Bonita
tonight
budget.
Then and find out.
No, you don't need to come over here to Bonita. Naima, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry, Naima. This person lives in the state, and they're about to get in their vehicle and go home.
Chill.
Okay, so you
did
don't
you
have
go
to worry
to the
about
baldest
it.
Past weekend, Kelly?
What'd you say?
I said, did you go to the ball this past weekend?
No, I didn't go to the ball this past weekend. I think the next ball that I might be at, I'm definitely going to be at, is going to be in West New York.
So that means the aftermath is not going to be that entertaining.
Why y'all think that the aftermath is not going to be entertaining?
if you're not in it.
Oh, well, I'll definitely be in West New York. I don't know
who
about D.C.
Who is that Marquise?
I don't know about D.C. until Wednesday.
All right, cool.
443 caller.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Nick.
Okay, how you doing, Nick?
I'm good and yourself. What's your name?
Eric.
Oh, nice meeting you.
Okay, well, on that note, my friend has just made it home, and I'm about to get on FaceTime. So can everybody please say goodnight?
Goodnight.
Goodnight, y'all. Goodnight, Marcus. Goodnight, Rodney. Goodnight, Callie. I'll be up in by for you later on, Callie.
Okay. Hold on. Don't say nothing yet until I finish the radio show. Well, I want everybody to definitely tune in tomorrow night the tea party. The tea party will definitely be live on the motherfucking air and definitely going to give you their retake of the Bald Miss thing and all of their shade and all of their commentaries and everything. And don't forget on Wednesday night, my legendary sister, the icon, CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, the rich bitch, will definitely be live on the air on Wednesday night with the State of Emergency. And I'll definitely be live on the air on Wednesday also with her to definitely let you girls know if I'm definitely going to be tipping it out to motherfucking D.C. I love you all for loving me, and have a good night. Whatever bathroom or alleyway you do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Good night.
Good night.
Hold on, I'm playing commercials.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150, Open to All Runway for 250, Open to All Sex Siren, 250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and grand prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSS at 1 a.m., tables, $100 in advance, no liquor, $150 with liquor, at the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
Overall Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people,
hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Pachotti. For any details and information, contact Kiki Garcon and Tony Pachotti on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executive versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.